Oh.
Aren't you glad I taught you how to test your mic?
I did test my mic.
I know. Aren't you glad I taught you how?
Why
So
am
we
I glad?
don't, well, because we don't waste 20 minutes of you, I don't know, saying your mic don't work.
That was very rare that my mic didn't work. Now I just waste 20 minutes before the time we're supposed to start.
Now you just show up late. Do you do that at
Yes,
work?
but I
Do you do that
sound
at work
wonderful.
too? At work? You should say I'll be there at 8:30 and then show up late.
To me, on the record, I show up on time every day.
I don't
Officially,
believe it.
on the record. Luckily, I don't have to clock in, check in, whatever it's called.
Lucky you don't have a punch card.
Yeah, no punch cards.
Yeah.
The factory, they have to use punch cards. Poor set. Poor. Poor people.
So what's going on?
I am enjoying this wonderful snow.
Oh, you're getting snow today?
Thanksgiving. Oh, we got some yesterday. Not much. Last week we got tons.
Ah.
Tons. But then Monday it's supposed to be almost 60, so.
So are you gonna go to C2E2?
I'll probably go one of the days.
Hang out with the Heshers
I'll go there
and
and then I'll go to the back of the school and with all
burnouts? And light
the
it up.
burnouts.
Light it
Yep.
up.
Light one up and wait for them to show up.
And then you get back on the train and go home. Spray paint something on the wall.
Right. Oh yeah, maybe I'll join them and tag
Yeah.
some
Tag Nerdy Legion on the
Nerdy Legion
wall.
on the side of the building.
Have your bandana over your head.
That's Nick wears that one.
No, Nick, where's the bandana? You just wear the assless chaps.
Wear the leather jacket and
Assless chaps.
as a
And the gimp mask.
Pencil. No, I don't want that. That's I don't remember who wore that one. I never got the identity of the person who wore that one. Whoever they are, though.
And then the collar and the chain leash. That's what you have. And Nick's walking you. And
That is not how it happened.
you're barking.
I
And
know all these allegations.
Nick has the poop bag so he can pick up the poop after you go.
Look, Nick's proclivity to poop is none of my business. People are into different things.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's good. People should be into whatever they're into. Go for it.
Umami.
Yes. Stick that
Stick that in
stick
your
that umami in
umami.
your face. Put that umami in your face. So
Just
how
a
you been
quick
over this
plug.
oh quick yes, quick plug.
Friendship Paradox number 2 is out on Comixology.
I saw that. I have not purchased it.
Yeah.
I actually missed the announcement. I saw that she had an announcement and then I missed the announcement. But then I had to look back to see what the announcement was. And it's number two. I did read
Yes.
number one. I enjoyed it. About a girl who goes back in time. I don't remember that.
And
What
meets
was it
a
about?
friend. And meets a friend.
And meets a friend.
Yeah, she had the parents. Do you remember?
No, I don't
Your
remember.
short-term memory.
I have very bad memory these days. I can remember the names of my children.
Sometimes.
And I can remember Monica made a Friendship Paradox.
Yeah.
And I remember I enjoyed it. And I will be getting number two.
So, anything else new? Nothing for me. I got She Dragon. I saw
I
that you
saw
found
it.
it.
I did. I found my copy. So now
Oh,
I'm
our listener David Levine had contacted me and said, "I found you a cheaper copy." And he's like, "Go get it." And I'm like,
Yep.
"Okay." And I purchased it and it arrived already.
Excellent. Now we can read it for next episode.
We can. You probably already have read it.
I read a long time ago, though. I
But
don't
you can't
remember it.
remember anything.
I remember parts of it, but yeah,
It was
it's.
interesting though, when I selected it, it said you might also like this, and it said Vivid Entertainment.
Wow, Vivid Girl. I remember
was that
we
comic
talked about
book from Avatar we
that
talked about? That thing showed up
one. We
for
did,
like
dude. So you
$100.
$100.
Yeah.
Should have bought it while I had the chance. Actually, you probably still can get it
You
from
still
Vids.
can get it from the website, I think.
It's like, yeah.
But it had our artist in there, remember? That's why we were curious about it.
Oh, was that Rip?
Yeah.
I need to
He
get
drew
that.
those Vivid Girls.
I need to get that. Didn't pull the trigger last time. Should I pull the listeners? Should I pull the trigger on the Vivid Girls from Avatar? Is Avatar proper? That's
Send all
pre-proper.
your DVDs of Vivid Girls to Bill Bomer at
DVDs. No one has DVDs anymore. It's all
at
digital.
DBM 00.
Yes, DBM00.
What do you mean? I still get DVDs. What are you talking
Yes,
about?
sir. All you Vivid Girls who are listeners, feel free to like me or friend me or whatever you do on follow me.
Yeah, you could follow me on
Follow me and
Twitter.
friend me on Twitter. DBM00. Look forward to your posts.
Isn't that Dirty Billy Masterson? What is that?
Yes, that sounds
That
like
what it
Sam for
stands for?
the Dirty Billy Masters. Dirty Boy Masters.
Dirty Boy Masters. Dirty Boy Masturbator. 00.
Dirty Boy Masturbator.
Follow him. Now you know what the acronym stands for. Some great sound effects there.
Thank you.
You swallowed your own stuff and had to spit it out.
Thank you for Miss Avery's primary class who's listening today. I'm glad you welcome one
Welcome.
and all to the
Welcome to Geek
podcast,
Brunch.
where
We
we talk
have
about the best.
the appropriate tags on there.
We do.
We do.
This one, I was hoping we would ha not have the fucking explicit tag on this one. I hate that thing.
Oh, you hate that tag? You just like to say it. You just like to say it when you can surprise people. And then you're like a rebel.
What?
You're like a rebel.
Okay.
Am I echoing this time?
You're not echoing. You
E
sound
echoing.
excellent. Phenomenal.
Have you been drinking nut milk again?
I don't really drink a lot of nut milk.
Oh, you don't?
Not really. It's mostly just water and sugar.
You drink water and sugar?
A couple of nuts.
Well,
I
you.
mostly just drink water and coffee.
Did you read something that, like, nut milk isn't good for you?
No, but I mean,
It
it's not
causes your
bad for
nuts to
you.
shrivel up.
It's not bad for you. It's fine. I mean, I use it like on cereal or something. I'll use it.
Yeah?
Although Melanie hates this, but sometimes usually I just use water on my cereal.
That's disgusting.
What she says.
Really? What kind of cereal are you eating?
Like mini wheats or something.
Oh yeah, you can't have any normal cereal like Fruity
Cheerios.
Pebbles or
Sometimes
Lucky
Frosted
Charms.
Flakes. I hate
Okay,
Frosted
that's the
Flakes.
close. Have you tried the cinnamon Frosted Flakes?
I do, but I
What
prefer the regular Frosted Flakes.
are you talking about? You need to have milk in there, and then you have the cinnamon Frosted Flakes. And you eat them, and
Sometimes.
then you drink the milk, and it tastes like cinnamon milk.
Yeah, I
It's
drink the
great.
cinnamon water.
Well,
It's
cinnamon water.
delicious.
It's disgusting.
It's like horchata.
No wonder you're so thin. You don't eat anything.
Sometimes I put a splash of nut milk on top to make it look like milk.
Just so you could look like normal if people are
Some
watching.
people don't stare, yes.
You
You just need a liquid. It doesn't matter what the liquid is.
don't even need the liquid. Why can't you just eat it and crunch it?
Because I like it kind of. I like it when it's floppy.
Oh, you want to sog it? Make it
I like,
soggy.
yeah, I like soggy cereal.
Soggy water.
I like half soggy, half crunchy, like just on the cusp of
Is it filter or unfiltered water?
filtered water.
Filtered water.
We
Man,
get out of
you
our
are
room.
so umami that I've never met any more umami than you.
Thank you.
You're the most umami guy I have ever seen.
I like to infuse a little umami flavor in anything I eat.
It's all pure. It's all natural.
That's right. I'm not going to use that.
I mean, I just posted like a four-course meal yesterday, and you probably couldn't even finish half of it, a
I could
quarter of
not,
it.
but I would. It looked good though. Dill pickle fries or whatever they were looking good. Is
Yeah,
that what
that
they
you.
were? What
Yeah,
were
yeah, there are fried pickles.
they? Zucchini fries?
Fried pickles.
I don't think I've had fried pickles before.
Oh, you're missing out. But these weren't the best. The best I had it was at that movie theater in Albuquerque that serves beer. Because it was
Really?
Spicy. It was spicy around
Oh,
the
it's
pickle.
spicy.
It was like a jalapeno breading plus the pickle. It was like amazing.
Ooh. That does sound good.
Delicious. It had a lot of umami. Umami pickles.
I guess dill pickles probably have some umami, and that's probably umami.
Yeah,
A little
umami.
sour, maybe sour.
Everything's umami.
I don't remember what else you had. Oh, yeah, that's some kind of a banana
A
lotion.
banana. It was like a banana cream pie without the pie. It was like a banana
It's
pudding
just the filling.
with vanilla
Oh, that's.
wafers all over the bottom and
Oh.
fresh bananas in there.
Oh, man, that sounds good.
Yes. Barbara had an Elvis chunky shake.
Let
It
me. Peanut
had
butter,
a
banana.
yeah. So you know Elvis what he liked. Oh, it had
You like fried
walnuts in
peanut
it
butter and
too.
banana?
And walnuts.
You put walnuts in there?
I don't know. I don't think Elvis put walnuts in his. I just knew about the peanut butter and the banana. And there was chocolate in there too. That
I
was
don't know
umami. Umami too.
if lots of umami in there.
Yeah, lots of umami.
I'm not really big on peanut butter milkshakes, though.
It's weird. I'm real picky with peanut butter. It's like milk. Like, I can't share a glass of milk with anybody because it's like drinking from the same teat. I just can't do it. Yeah.
You won't suck on a teat with a man, another man.
Another man. I won't do it. Another woman, another man. I just can't suck on the same teat. I'm the same way with peanut butter. I don't like to share peanut
So we
butter.
couldn't
Like
take turns, like on the same
I
teat.
could not like lick the peanut butter knife after I spread the peanut butter. I just can't do it. But I like peanut butter. And
So you
I
don't like,
my
wait.
favorite candy bar involves peanut butter. It's the Reese's peanut butter cup. Like I
Oh, I love.
love a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah, those are good. Because that's fake peanut butter.
It's my
I
favorite fake peanut butter I've ever had. It's
like that.
delicious.
I don't know
It's
what my
because of all
absolute
the
favorite is.
umami candy bar.
Yeah, that's true. You
I
like the
take
one
a
with
bite
all the
out of it and it's
umami.
like a burst of umami.
You get the umami-gasm.
Yeah, I have an umami-gasm every time. It's a
Also.
delicious candy bar. It's the top of my list. Like if you throw Reese's, there's nothing that comes close.
Trying to think of like what my top ones would be, at least of the most generic ones.
The ones that aren't so pretentious that nobody will know what you're
The
talking about.
unpretentious ones with like the chili flakes and the cocoa beans and the coffee tint of espresso. I like Easter cream eggs.
Easter cream eggs? Those little things that come during Easter?
Yeah.
You just like the juice in the middle, the splash of.
I do. The egg in the middle.
Yeah.
And I like Milky Way. I think that's the one.
What was that gum back in the 80s that would give you a burst of juice in the middle?
I think they
You
still
remember
have
that?
those. Yeah, burst of fruit flavor in every chew.
Now, this one was like not a fruit flavor, it's like a spearmint burst. What was it?
Don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
I can't remember. They don't sell those anymore. Not at least not at the grocery store. A burst of fruit flavor in the middle.
There's strawberry and raspberry. That's all I remember.
God, I
Just a
can't
fruit
remember what
flavor in
that gum
every
is, but
chew.
it bothers me now because my Nana used to give me that gum.
Right into a
Fresh Burst, or
song.
what was it?
Fresh. Yeah, maybe that's it. Right into a fresh burst and get a burst of refreshing fruit flavor for
Flavor for
you.
you.
Is that close enough?
It was, I think it had the word burst in it. I'm pretty sure. Or splash. It had something that was
I
like
think it was
gonna
a splash. I
explode
think
in your mouth.
burst sounds right. Burst. I could probably look up burst gum.
Starburst.
That's what I was thinking, but it's not a starburst.
Starburst is a candy chocolate thing, isn't it? No,
No,
Starburst. What the fuck am I talking about?
that's the fruit.
Starburst are those little
That's the fruit
candies.
candy.
I'm thinking of a Star Crunch. You know what a Star Crunch is, right?
I have no idea what a Star Crunch is.
It's like a chocolate thing with Rice Krispies all over it and caramel. Freshen Up. That's the gum I'm t trying to think of.
Well, that's a different one.
Barb saved the day. She was listening to it like, you dumb motherfuckers!
See,
That's all
she
she's
had
thinking. She's there. Man, those guys are old! They can't remember shit!
freshen up. I don't think that's the commercial we're thinking, though, is it? What's the
Yeah.
ask her what the other one is.
She said she called it cum gum. I don't know where she got
Barb,
that
tell them
from.
this is a
This
family
is a
program.
family
My
entertainment.
gosh. What's your jizz gum? What did she call
Jizz gum.
it? Barb,
Freshen up.
put your jizz gum in the
Now,
corner.
do they sell fresh? Have you ever had a freshen up?
Back in the day, yeah. Do they still make it? Oh,
No,
apparently they
I
do.
don't think they make it.
Oh, they have some on Amazon. Yeah, you can get it on Amazon. Freshen up.
Barb's disrupting my walking now. She's saying, you can't walk around and podcast when I'm here because you're getting me nervous. What are you doing in here anyway? Go sit over there. Open the window over there.
Barb's throwing off the whole show.
You're throwing off the. You and your cum gum. Maybe if they have some freshen up, I'll bring some to you at Heroes Con. How about that?
Refreshing fruit.
They have like retro candy stores. I'm sure freshen up exists somewhere.
Yeah, you could probably get, you can almost get anything.
While you're out there Googling, look up a Star Crunch. You don't know what a Star Crunch is?
I've never had a Star
You've
Crunch.
deprived yourself of a Star Crunch. It's chocolate, caramel, Rice Krispie treats, and some other stuff.
Oh. The thing we were thinking of was Starburst. That's why we were thinking of Starburst.
But Starburst doesn't have Durst,
No, we
it
were thinking of the
doesn't
wrong commercial.
explode.
Yeah, I think Freshen Up. Did Freshen Up? Was there
Freshen
a.
Up did have fruit flavors.
Okay.
They were not their primary gum, though. It was more of that spearmint thing.
Right. Yeah, okay. That was.
They experimented with some freshen with some burst of fruit flavors in the middle. I don't think it was successful though. People would take a bite out of that and say, I don't like my cum gum with fruit in it.
What is that?
Unless
Grape?
it's pineapple and salty.
That doesn't taste right. I like a little minty.
Yeah. I wonder if iTunes would balk if I titled it Cum Gum. And plus, we'd
Probably.
have all that all the people following us from, any kind of pornography there is, we'd get all these followers. But then
People and I.
all my relatives would look down at me. I'm posting an episode called Cum Gum, and
Come
then,
down.
like, I think the most of my relatives, like, they'll always like Barb's photos, and they're the same photo that I posted, but they never see it because I know I'm blocked. I'm blocked on everybody except for maybe my cousin, my brother, and my mom still puts up with my shit. Everybody else blocks my shit.
That's because for a while there, you're posting the titty pictures every day.
There were no titties. They're retrosexual pictures. We're celebrating the retro.
Every day with the titties.
Retrosexual.
What was this gum? Cinnacrunch.
Cineburst. No, Star
No, you
Crunch.
didn't say Cinnaburst.
I said
Star
Star
Crunch.
Crunch.
I've
You have
never heard of
never
this.
had a Star Crunch. I'm gonna bring you a Star Crunch and some cum gum with me.
Oh, it's a Little Debbie?
Yeah.
We didn't have Little Debbies in Canada.
But you're alive in the United States now. What do you? They'll still exist.
They do? What are they? They look
Yeah.
disgusting.
They're not retro. Do you like chocolate?
Yeah, I like
Do you
chocolate.
like Rice Krispies?
I like Rice
Do you
Krispies.
like caramel?
Yeah, I like
Well, then why
caramel.
the fuck are you? Why do you say that's disgusting?
I didn't know there was caramel in it.
Yeah.
It just looks like a hockey puck with like
With Rice
maggots in
Krispies.
it.
That's the Rice Krispies, man.
Gotta try
Enjoy
some.
it.
I'll pick them up at the grocery store next time I go there. Star Crunch.
I bet you if you don't eat it, your kids will eat it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, get us some more Star Crunches. Say, like, damn it, Mike.
Do you eat those
The kids are
seaweed
addicted to
things,
Star
those
Crunches.
little seaweed strips?
No, my son does.
Yeah, I tried them because they were talking about them on Nerdy Legion, and I liked them. But man, there's some weird, funky aftertaste. I swear to God.
It's like eating the ocean.
Yes, it's that salt. I was just at the ocean. I swallowed a lot of ocean water, and I was like, God dang, that's what it tastes like. Like when you're eating it, it's delicious. It's got the flavor on it. It's the aftertaste of the ocean. And I did an oyster shooter one time when I was in California with a coworker, and it was awful. It was a beer with a little oyster in it. Oh my God.
Beer with
And
an oyster in it?
I think you're supposed to swallow the oyster like it goes down as like a ball in your throat. Like I don't think you're supposed to chew, but I chewed it and it was awful.
Yeah. Well, they say, I think they say that, like, you're at first people swallow it, but then you want the flavor, so you bite it after that or something. I
I
don't think
don't
you like
know.
chew it up or anything, but I don't know. I'm not much of a oyster guy. I think
I
I've had
thought
it
you'd be right
once.
up there with the oysters and the what do you call it? The
Oysters.
caviar. I thought that would be right up your ass. I mean, alley.
The caviar comes out of the ass of the fish, I believe.
Do you like caviar?
Not particularly. I haven't had a lot of caviar at my social gatherings. Bring me the caviar. Tastes very salty. And you know, seaweed is the filter of the ocean.
It
So
is.
it filters all the fish poop and fish urine out of the ocean. And then you eat it. Enjoy, children of the world. That's that aftertaste. This tastes like fish cum.
Didn't realize you can get Boundless comics on Comixology. I thought there'd be like some kind of
Really, do they
check.
have the all?
Well, I just looked up Belladonna, and you can, 'cause I was putting Monica's
I did the wrong
book.
thing.
Oh no.
Hit the wrong button.
What'd you
No.
hit?
Started the wrong application. This application hogs my CPU. Kill. I killed it.
Is it that stupid browser you use that doesn't even exist anymore?
Does exist. Yes, it is. It's because I
Yeah,
have too many tabs open. That's very slow.
you can get the lookers. That's interesting.
I'm gonna look it up. Lookers. I want to see if they have that one version, but I can't remember what the version is called. They only have to issue zero.
The lookers?
Yeah.
Well, they had Ember and they. Oh, that's weird. They only have number zero. What does that mean?
Is all they have
VMware.
is they have lots of belladonnas. Expensive.
Well, they're $5.99 books. You gotta be
But I can.
careful when you're ordering on preview, so, 'cause there's so many goddamn covers. Like, what I like to do for those is I like to pick a cover of my choice. And when I sometimes I don't realize I just picked a $9.99 cover and I'm like, fuck!
That's a lot for a comic.
It is. You're not into the Boundless anymore unless it's a number one.
I want to get the Lookers trade, but they will not bring out a trade yet.
The Looker's Ember trade, right? The one that that's the best
Any
one.
trade? What, Lookers Ember? Oh,
Yeah.
is that the storyline?
That's the one I thought we both read that one.
I read number one.
Well, number one was where
Was
Ember,
good.
she's got those fire powers. She hires them because a video of hers has got leaked.
Yes.
But this isn't not a show about Boundless this episode.
Yes, it is. That's
No,
all
it's
we do.
not. This is a
That's all we've talked
show
about. When
about
are they gonna bring out a trade? God, I
Titan
hate that.
Comics and which ones you didn't read.
Welcome to the Titan Comics episode. And the ones I did not read.
Can't believe you didn't buy that Days of Hate. God dang, that's such a good book.
I'm gonna
I
have to.
haven't
Oh!
I haven't read it twice.
I've seen some people say that it's his best work, the writer's best work, so maybe I'll
It's fantastic.
give him another shot.
It is unbelievably awesome.
All right,
It's
I'll pick
probably
it
one of
up.
my favorite comic that's come out this year so far. And I don't know how I'm gonna get an issue two because I didn't sign up for it originally. It's the two Image books that I like a lot that I didn't order. Days of Hate and the one that we're supposed to cover in this episode. The Further Adventures of what?
Oh, Nick Wilson.
Nick Wilson. Did you read that?
I did read Nick Wilson.
Well, let's talk about the further. Did you like it?
I did. I didn't like it as much as you, but I liked it. But I don't know if I'm gonna get any more.
Really?
So this is about a dude who used to be a superhero but has somehow lost his powers.
Yeah, and now he has to like go to kids' parties and do stuff like that. I thought
To
this would
make
be right
money.
in your wheelhouse.
Maybe it's because I feel like I've seen it before.
In what?
I don't know. Just seems it didn't seem to have anything new in it that I haven't seen before. Like I'm pretty sure I've seen books where people have lost their powers before. And I've seen
Everything we've
books.
everything we've seen everything we've read before we've seen before. You can't argue with. I was just listening to
Don't mean like
Comics for
concept
Fun and
wise.
Profit.
Yes, did you make a lot of money?
No, I didn't make any money, but I don't sell anything. But I was listening to it, and he was talking about how he's not going to get the new Image book. I think it's called Analog, because it reminds him of Private Eye. But that stuff's been told forever. You know that the way that story goes. And then he was saying, well, I'm going to get the one about the flying one, right? Well, that was like Ape Entertainment when everybody lost the gravity. I can't remember the title of it, but it came out like a couple years ago. So like if you start tracing, say I'm going to protest this book because I've already seen it before. Everything we freaking read it, we've seen before.
In terms of concept, yes, there's very few new concepts, but that doesn't mean within the story you can't do different things.
They did a lot of things. Didn't he
Like what?
bang? Didn't he bang the mother of the party that he was in?
Yeah, I've seen superheroes bang people before.
What?
Ex superheroes.
Have you seen them bang a mom he's at the kids' party?
I don't know if I've seen that exact situation.
And then his agent has to barge in and stop him. Have you seen that? Have you seen a guy
Not
who's
sure.
lost his powers run into an old love from high school?
No, but that didn't really interest me at all.
What?
What do I care about an old superhero running into a high school girlfriend? Or actually calling up a high
We're
school
talking
girlfriend and
about like
having dinner
Superman.
with her.
Superman freaking lost his powers.
Yeah.
And if Lana
Now,
Lang from high school, he runs into Lana Lang.
I didn't run
As
into
the
her. He
further
called her.
adventures of
Called
Nick
her.
Wilson.
Yeah, so and she's like, "How's it going, Superman?" He's like, "I don't got my powers anymore." She's like, "Oh, that's cool. So what you been up to?" "Yeah, I've been saving the world."
Had humor. It was
That's cool.
well paced.
It wasn't bad. It did have humor.
I liked it.
And then what was the end? I don't remember what
I gave it a 5 out of 5.
storyline is going to be. 5 out of 5. Very nice.
I don't remember the ending. Let me see. I read this like way before you got your box. I'm gonna search for it. Nick Wilson. And see if I wrote what the
Oh,
ending was.
someone's been looking for Nick
Well, he
Wilson.
got into that car accident with his agent and then runs into his former girlfriend. But I didn't write like the cliffhanger if there was one. I thought somebody was like monitoring him.
Yeah, Mr. Morganfield felled.
Yeah.
So someone says we found him.
God, Days of Hate was so good. I read it twice.
You said that.
I gave
Must.
both the Days of Hate and Further Adventures of Nick Wilson a 5 out of 5. I enjoyed the hell out of them.
That's excellent.
You've obviously seen this before. You've obviously dressed as a clown and went to a kid's party.
I've seen movies where people have been dressed as clowns going to kids' parties before.
This is one of your college things, I bet. Dressed as a clown, did kids' parties, and slept with their moms. That's it. Back in the
Wasn't bad. Let me see what I gave it. I probably gave it a
college
four out
years.
of five.
Well, that's not bad, but you made it sound like it was a 3 out of 5.
Oh, I gave it three out of five.
Oh. You and me are like off kilter right now. Like, lately. Unless it's
Have
like
been.
the hard case crime, we've been off.
Well, different, that's good. Different people like different things. That's why comics are a wonderful medium. There's something for everyone.
Umami. That's what I blame. Bill's umami.
There was not enough umami in this for me.
So you're done with this one.
Maybe I just didn't like the main character. Like he wasn't my favorite character.
You know what it reminded me of just a little bit? I mean, we're talking about you using things again. Have to go clean off Harley. But do you remember that comic that Avatar put out? It was Dan something or another.
Gen Unharmable?
Yeah, Dan the Unharmable.
Yeah, it's the same as Dan the Unharmable.
It's not the same,
No, it's not.
but it's got similar concept, sort of.
Yeah, this did remind me of a
Dan the
like a.
Unharmable never had lost his powers. Like he just was like he didn't want to like use them. He just
Yeah, he was done.
yeah. That was great comic.
It was. That was
I
David
would
Laff.
totally, yeah. Harlequin. Dan the Unharmable,
Yeah, this kind of reminded
fantastic.
maybe this kind of reminded me of a more watered down version of a Avatar book. Because even Ellis did a lot of like superhero, like after being whatever they're called,
Well, it did have
post superhero type books,
it did have a Warren Ellis type
darker
dark
superhero.
man. And if anything, it reminded me of Dan the Unharmable, which is a better book. That was a 5 out of 5 too. But
Yes, I like that.
they could get away with a little bit more in that book.
And this one, he had sex with a mother. He got divorcee.
He did. Did Dan the Unharmable do that too?
Think Dan slept with a
Oh, he was in bed with everybody.
lot of people. She had more than one divorcee.
Well, I'm even looking at my database, and it's just the first sentence says, "Whether you're looking for a detective, hired muscle, a blackmailer, or a bedroom entertainment for the ladies, Dan's your man. He's not afraid of anything, and why should he be? He's completely invincible. You can beat him with a lead pipe, stick him in the oven, throw him off a bridge, and shoot him in the noggin. And it's all the same to him. All he needs out of his life is just enough cash to keep him in cigarettes and beer for a night or two, and beyond that, he doesn't care. He doesn't have a care in the world."
Wonderful. They should have said, punch him in the nut sack, though, instead of noggin.
The noggin. Yeah. Punch him in the nutsack. That was Laugham and Rafael Ortiz, and he drew really good too. Their artists at Avatar are top notch.
Got great artists.
So, Bill doesn't like anything he's seen before. So
And once again, we're back to Avatar on our Avatar
I'm gonna
podcast.
make it a point to point
Yes.
out a thing that's like it every time you like something. Because I've read all of that shit before. It
It is what it is. I just didn't. There's nothing that really grabbed me as being new or interesting or anything that I cared about.
Barb,
Perhaps
he
in the
said, it
next
is
issue
what
there
it
will.
is. Barb hates that saying.
It is what it is,
It is
Barb.
what it
It
is,
is what
Barb.
it
It is
is.
what it is.
That's I now we have an episode title.
It is what it is. That's our episode title.
They ring the bell.
It is what it is.
It is.
I kind of like freshen up better, but the
Freshen up.
burst of
It is what it is.
it is what
Best.
it is. They're put them both in there. Be the longest title we've ever
Freshen up. It's like come in your mouth. It is what
had.
it
It is what it is.
is.
So you gave it a 3 out of 5, and I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Interesting.
And you're not coming back, and I'm definitely coming back.
Unless you tell me that it, like the next issue, they could do something totally unique and wonderful, and I'll be like, damn, I gotta need to get that. Because I don't know where it's going with this other dude. This new dude who's looking for Nick.
A 3 out of 5. Okay, let's switch to something else where I
Yes.
let's go to Titan Comics, because we have a lot of Titan Comics.
Yes, Titan.
And let's talk about Beautiful Death.
Beautiful death. Beautiful death. Why did I say beautiful death?
You don't remember this?
I remember it. I liked it. Oh, there's giants. When are we going to talk about giants?
I didn't read that.
You didn't get it.
I didn't get
There we
it.
go. Beautiful death.
Well, I'll let you talk about giants after we talk about Beautiful Death.
We'll cover it after our
Because I want to know what your
Jason
score is
Light.
for Beautiful Death.
Okay. So Beautiful Death takes place in a post-apocalyptic world. Starts off with this young man who's crying, looking out at this city, this barren city, and he decides to go out. I don't know if he's looking for a place. He has all his stuff with him, so I guess he's looking for a new place to live. And then he's talking about what happened to the city. Apparently, what do they say in this? Wasn't it like some kind of alien creatures landed and
I think it's
insects or something?
roaches and insects.
Do they come from space?
And they never show them in the whole damn
No,
issue.
they do not show them in this first issue. That's good, building up suspense.
This issue was lame. Let's come on, man.
I liked it.
Well, hey, we've seen this before.
We have.
And this is so decompressed that nothing fucking happened. Okay, this is like three panels in a book that we've seen before.
I completely disagree.
I totally agree. We saw that, we read that other Black Mask book recently in the post-apocalyptic world with the girl.
Which one?
Amigo. It was Amigo.
Oh, that's completely different.
That's the same thing. A post-apocalyptic world, there's huge bugs. Except in this one, they didn't show the bugs. You never saw the threat. They never got to meet this guy that thought he was the last man on Earth got killed by the other guy because he thought he was a
That
bug. And then
was
these three
awesome.
guys are just wandering around looking for stuff to try to survive. And only one gives a shit and the other two don't give a shit.
Yes. I like it though. See, I like stories where people are exploring a post-apocalyptic world.
They didn't
And
explore shit. They didn't do
hey,
shit.
I'm not done. So, and I particularly love when people are exploring a city. So being in a city and just walking through the empty rooms, looking for food, talking to each other, kind of worrying about the insects that might come. I love it. I love
You
it.
should love The Walking Dead then.
Walking Dead, I hate all the people. I like
That's
the
what it
cop.
is.
I do like the cop. The TV show, the people were dicks. Bunch of dicks. I like these guys, though. I like the Beautiful Death guys, even though they killed that dude for no reason. Which was an awesome.
The
Which
art
was
I
an awesome.
didn't like. The story
I.
was so decompressed. I think I could have done it in 2 pages. And I could have got the same thing across in what they did. I'm not saying I'm not gonna like it. I mean, I still have four more issues of this damn thing
Yes,
that
that
I
was too
already
deep.
committed to.
I liked the decompression because I like the exploring of the city. And then they were going together, and then the one guy like went off a different way, and then they were mad at him for going off a different way.
Oh my God,
I
that
love
sounds
it.
fascinating.
I love it.
I'm sure
I
Martin's
love it.
listening right now and he's saying, damn, I gotta check that out. The guy walks this way and then he walks that way. That sounds like great post-apocalyptic.
Well, it's very suspenseful when someone goes off and you don't know where he
You don't
is, and that's
even see the threat. You see an empty
what's
city.
great. I'm surprised they didn't show him at the end, though.
The
Well, the
art
other
isn't that
you have to
good.
remember is these are not written originally for single issues, so
True.
because aren't they like 80 page or something like that?
This
The
is
book.
the static press line, which means they're European comics
But maybe he never
or
showed.
graphic novels, which you had told me they come out in a different size and format.
They're like the Monica books. Well, Monica was a European one, so it's pretty much what Monica was.
But
So
Monica was blown up. It was a hardcover.
that's what they all are in Europe. That's what they do. They're all big hardcovers.
Oh, okay.
Books that.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so this would have come out the format Monica was in originally.
Everything's a hardcover?
I believe so.
Wow.
They're fancy over there. Except for the
So, yeah,
manga.
I might feel a little bit differently once I get past these two panels that This was rough for me. I had a hard time with it. I didn't like the art. It wasn't pleasing
It's
to
very
my eyes.
stylized. I liked it. I liked it. He does a good job with the buildings. You got to appreciate at least the scenery.
I was so unattentive to the story that I didn't appreciate the scenery.
You need to appreciate the scenery more.
Okay, so what is your rating on Beautiful Death?
I gave Beautiful Death. Let me go to the record.
Let me guess, a 4 out of 5.
Let's see. I'm looking. I'm finding it. Survey says. Did I? Maybe I didn't give it a rating. No, I'm sure I did.
So he didn't, he thinks he liked it, but he didn't like
I
it.
like it. I
That's
think
what
I
that
liked it.
means.
Oh, I can't find it.
That means it doesn't exist. He never even read it. So listeners, he never
I
even
read it a
read it,
while
and he said
ago.
he liked it just for spite. Just for spite.
Let's see. Oh, here we go. 4 to 5.
I guessed it right.
There you go. You got it.
I gave it a 3 out of 5. I liked it for two panels that it was, that it told me.
I fully enjoyed.
It told too much of the story, like establishing this character, and I think it was like 4 pages, maybe 5 pages, maybe
It was more.
six.
It was like 10 pages, and
It
then he
was like
kills.
10 pages, and then they just blow him up.
I
Like
know, that
it's
was
like, okay,
amazing.
here's a kid. No, it's
It was
not
amazing. It sure was. It
And
shows you, like,
the guy's like, "Oops,
it shows you the stark
oops."
reality of a situation like this. Like,
Stark
you get to know
reality.
this character. This is the main character in the story, and then he gets killed.
I
Because
don't think
that's,
those
it's
other
a
two.
harsh world, Mike. It's
I
harsh.
do not think those other two give a shit whether they find anybody or not. I
That
think
one
the
dude obviously
I
didn't.
think the one I think the one guy does. The one that wanders off and does his
That's
own thing.
interesting as well, right? Because what if you're in this post-apocalyptic world,
Oh, that was
and
some freshen up in your mouth there, right?
I squeezed the freshen up,
Squeeze some juice in there.
jizzed on my cheek,
That's right.
and so you're stuck with these two dudes, and as far as you know, you haven't run into anyone else. So, and even they might be dicks, but you're stuck with them. But at least they're
Yeah.
not all dicks. Like Walking Dead premise is, what if you're stuck with a bunch of dicks and you're a dick too, and everyone's just a dick?
Well, it's like Fear the Walking Dead. There was the one son of the one main character guy that went off on his own and met those other two assholes. That's kind of like what this is.
Of course, if I've learned anything from the Crossed, it's that if you want to survive, you gotta be a dick.
You gotta be worse than the Crossed.
Yeah, you gotta be a huge a-hole. Otherwise, forget it.
Unless you're in a size spurtier one, you could. It's the
Then you can
more.
live on an island for a while.
Yeah, you could live with people and survive somewhat. He's the only one that has, like, a longevity of character.
characters.
I mean, we've seen some of the
Except
characters
for that
that.
one, yeah, that one
Some
dude who's.
crossover, but those guys are worse than the Crossed.
That guy's horrible.
Cy Spurrier at least has some people that are trying to be civilized, right? Sort of.
Yes. Oh, he definitely, yeah, it definitely does. I need to finish that.
We have a Cy Spurrier book if you read it. I don't know if Barb told you to read it, but I don't know if you read
I
it.
didn't read it, Barb. I don't have it, Barb.
He didn't. Barb told you to read it. You didn't read
It's not.
Hookjaw?
Tell the Barb it's not on the list.
It is on the list.
It's not on the list.
Well, did you buy? Do you own it?
No.
That means you didn't like it. And I thought this was the one that you liked because this was my least favorite shark one.
No, I like the one with the game show.
That was Atoll.
Yeah, I like A-hole.
I don't even know if that one finished.
I
That
don't
was
think it did.
that was the
I don't
one
think it
that
did.
is by the guy who writes Malefic and
No. No, that was White.
Oh, that's white. Atoll.
I don't remember who did Atoll. Was it Bun?
This is Tim Daniel. I don't think it ever came out. I think he came out with two issues and then it died. Why didn't it finish? Yeah, I don't think it exists. That sucks.
Nope. Well, I'll have to get. Okay, so tell me, so do I need to get Hookjaw? Did you read the whole thing?
Well, man, I think several years ago, me and you talked about Cy Spurrier, and I kind of said that there's stuff he writes that I really like, and then there's stuff that he writes that I don't care for. He has that dialogue that doesn't register with me very well. Like I can't read his stuff very fluidly.
Well, especially if he does Irish colloquialisms, or
He doesn't do any of that
that's
in
harder.
this one, but he does have the pirates. They kind of talk differently.
Oh, the Somalians.
Yeah, the Somalians, and then they have
Why
the.
didn't I get this? I like that first issue.
Okay, this was the one that was the girl. They were always cussing, right? And
Oh yeah, that one girl was swearing.
it
That's right.
involves Greenpeace and all that.
Yeah.
And it involves like the sharks that have kind of developed.
Oh yeah, they were following the one shark, and it's
Yeah, they're all
like the leader.
females. They're all females, and
Yeah.
that's what's weird. Matter of fact, they gut one shark and they find that it's impregnated. So they're like, "What the hell is going on here?" But it's not bad. It's just man, it has a lot going on. It gets really convoluted. Like with the pirates, Greenpeace, the main people that are doing research on the sharks, the sharks themselves, because they do that weird speak in the water, you know, where they kind of just say like food, crush,
Oh yeah, or they're communicating with
they
the fucking
communicate.
yeah.
Yeah, I liked it, but it wasn't my favorite. Like I think it's my least favorite of the shark stories, but I haven't finished the other ones yet. White being the one that I really love.
Do you want to do white for next episode? Because I have white.
Do you have white? Yeah,
I have
we'll
the
do
white
white.
tray.
Okay, so we'll do white and we'll do She Dragon.
All right. Tweeter them to me.
Yeah, I will. I'm writing them down. But Hookjaw, I'm kind of surprised. I thought you liked it. Because then
I
they had the Somalian kid that was in the ship that was helping those shark people, and then they had that real racist fat guy that was on the ship too, that would always give
Yeah.
him shit.
I'm surprised I didn't get it. 'Cause, and I do remember it was cool because like the first half of the story, or first three quarters of the story, was like with the sharks, you know, learning about the sharks and they're confused and stuff. And then all of a sudden, these Somalian pirates arrive, which totally put the story in a different direction.
Yeah. Turns out that kid is a Somalian pirate.
I figured.
The one that's on the ship.
Oh, a little dick.
Yeah. But in the context of the story, they're not necessarily the bad guys, the pirates. It seems to me
Right.
like all of them are bad guys, except for the one female researcher, the main character of the story. But even she's kind of shady, in my opinion.
And then Hookjaw is actually based on like an older series, right?
It may be. There's a lot of back matter in there that I didn't read. Where there was back matter for the hard case crime stuff, I read, but I didn't read the Hookjaw stuff. They were
Yeah, I
talking
think.
about the politics and Greenpeace and stuff, and yeah,
Okay.
I could have gotten into it because it was researched really well. So Cy Spurrier knew what, you know, he researched different angles of everything. Oh, and
So.
the other thing they throw into this that's interesting is before the pirates get there, there's one government ship that was raided, and they drop all the canisters into the water, and they emptied them. One of the canisters has something that the CIA is interested in it, and it's cloud seeding technology, so they can stop global warming. So there's that comes into play too. There's a lot of death.
Yeah, I need to. I'll have to pick that one up.
There's some dead sharks, there's some dead people, there's a lot of
Lots of death.
there's one I don't know, there's it's a lot. I don't even know how I don't even remember how the pirates ended up. I think they're still on the ship. So, yeah, that was interesting. I liked it. I'm gonna give Hookjaw a 3 out of 5. Higher than Beautiful Death.
I
Means
just
I
wish
like it means I liked it, but I struggled with the context
dialogue.
of the dialect.
Oh, with the pirates.
Not necessarily the pirates, just the way he words stuff in general.
Okay.
Even natural dialect.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's the same
Yeah.
problem I have with Tom King, except Tom King just, it's not the way he tells it, it's the way he repeats words. I can't get over it.
Yeah, it's the way tells. I don't know what the word for it
It's
is.
almost like he focuses on one
It's
word and it'll
Kate.
show up 10 times, which it could work for a lot of people, but it doesn't work for me.
Yeah, the way he writes is almost more like poetic in that he pays attention to the words he uses and the structure of the sentences and things.
Right, and it might be like an artistic thing, like where
Yeah, but sometimes
I don't
you
need
might
to I don't need to
sacrifice,
use I
yeah,
don't
sometimes
need
you can sacrifice story to your artistic ends, I think.
Yeah, you could.
Not that he's doing that, I'm just, but I can see how that doesn't work for everyone.
And I was just looking up Atoll, and I saw
Yes.
right next to it Atmospherics by Warren Ellis, and this sounds interesting. This is by Warren Ellis and Ken Mayer Jr. Superstar writer Warren Ellis offers his own twisted take on cattle mutilation phenomenon with this tale of a woman undergoing police interrogation, or perhaps as she's in the hospital being questioned by doctors. Whatever the case, she appears to be the last person to walk out of the township of Helen alive. In her wild ramblings are to be believed aliens are involved. This sounds interesting to me. I want to check it out. It's got an awesome cover too. Did you read this? Atmospherics?
No, it sounds familiar, but I don't think I have that.
It's like a graphic novel. It's only one issue, or one. Looks like one of those like 80-page issues. One of those $6 comics, you know?
Oh, like,
It
yeah, the.
looks interesting. It's from Avatar.
Wonder why I don't have that.
Yeah, I wonder why I don't have it either. 'Cause we have a lot of like Alan Moore and Warren Ellis inside of the
Oh,
Avatar
it's Warren
world.
Ellis. Hey, why don't I have this? Son of a
Atmospherics. Harley is getting full of grass again.
it
So
look Ellis,
I
Warren
actually, if I
Ellis.
had to predict what you'd grade this shark thing, I'd say you'd grade it a 4 out of 5. Hookjaw. I think you'd like it more than me. I think you like Cy Spurrier more than me. Like, I like what he did with
I
Cross.
usually
There's
do, yeah.
no doubt about it, but
Yeah, I don't have atmospherics. I don't have it.
there you go. It's time for mycomicshop.com.
Add to want list.
I don't think that'll be worth a lot. That's not going to be a she-dragon.
No, it looks like it's cover price.
Yeah, it'll just be a straight. Sounds interesting though. The cover looks amazing. I don't know if the guy who draws the interiors drew the cover.
Looks like
Oh
it.
yeah, he did. The cover's awesome. It has like
Yeah,
a female
painted
holding a
art
gun.
by Ken Meyer.
Yeah.
They brought out a hardcover version of it as well.
It might even be, have you noticed that Avatar has been soliciting there's some of their older graphic novel stuff? Like I saw Necronomicon in there.
Yeah, they do that every once in a while. I haven't seen Atmospherics, though.
But they had like a couple of Warren Ellis's in the last one.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they'll have it. I'll definitely pick it up. I want it. I don't have it, though.
That's the thing about this comic database, man. It has everything. So like when you're like searching for something, you see like what's around it and you're like, "Huh." Like there's this comic I'm pretty sure I ordered, but I don't see him and I want to get it if I didn't order it. But it's called Atlas Unified. And it's when this publisher brought back the Atlas characters, which you might not recognize, but they were a like a Kamiko.
Which characters are those?
The Grim Ghost, the Phoenix, Wolf the Barbarian, a couple others. Those are the big ones.
I only know those from, well, a Grim Ghost, they like had a more recent
Yeah, that's this is the more
series.
recent. In 2011 they relaunched them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I have a couple of Grim Ghosts.
I think I do too. Well, I have Grim Ghost and Phoenix and Wolf the Barbarian. I just didn't know about this Atlas United thing, and that's weird.
That is
But
weird.
I could start going down another rabbit hole.
It's only two issues.
No, Atlas Unified is six.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, I have pictures of the covers.
It's one through six.
Issue 0 through 6. And I
Where is
apparently
it?
have issue 1. I wonder if this is one that I have that I didn't archive for some reason. Let me go to my order history and see if I got it. 2011. Atlas United. Unified. Is it unified?
Unified. Yeah, I think I have some Grim Ghosts, but I don't think I read them. Let me look. Let's go to the
Agents of
database.
Atlas. If I ordered it, I didn't order it from DCBS. I'm gonna have to seek these out.
Oh, I got one through four of Grim Ghosts. That's pretty good.
That is.
Of
That's
six.
Grim Ghost. I have 0. I have 1 through 5 and issue 0. No, issue 0 was canceled. How could they have canceled it?
Think those might have just been previews, like not.
But they had issue 6 and they had a cover. I'm wondering if this stuff doesn't. Like, if they got the covers off of previews and they don't really exist. Atlas United. Why didn't I buy this?
That is possible. Well,
What
my
is
comic
this?
shop has some. They had like zero through two of
Atlas Unified.
United.
That's why I can't type the thing.
Should come
Can't
up
even
with that
spell
series.
it.
Atlas is a tough word. There's
It's
lots
a
of
tough word.
A's in there.
Atlas
Toughs.
Unified. It has an issue 0, an issue 1, which I already have, and an issue 2. That means that there were no other issues after
So the
it.
rest never came out, huh?
Huh. Well, I know they didn't have any success bringing this back. They had a rough time.
Yeah, no, it was not. Well, I don't think that those characters have the nostalgia factor that some of the other older characters have.
Just for the people that bought it back in the day, and they Atlas would lasted like 3 years. It's one of those like niche, like you would have maybe a cult following, but a very
Yeah.
small one at that. They're an interesting company. Their comics are pretty good, like the old stuff.
What year did they come out?
Well, if you look, let's see,
Around.
Grim Ghost, the first one. Grim Ghost, first series, 1975.
That's before my time.
No, it's not.
Before my comic book reading time.
Really?
Was not reading Grim Ghost when I was five.
No, but you were reading comics by then, right? Or you had known
Was
of them?
five? I don't know about when I was five. I don't think I'd. The only thing.
It
So
only
my,
lasted 3 issues, though.
The first my first exposure to comics, and I was it might have been when I was around that age, or I don't know what year they came out. No, that's probably older. I don't know if it was my first experience, but my grandmother used to have the she had like the big Treasury edition, whatever they're called. Yeah,
Yeah, those big comics.
the big comics. She used to have those for us to read.
But what were they, the Marvel and DC ones, or?
Yeah, the Marvel and DC ones.
Wonder how she got them. Like at the drugstore or?
Yeah, she must have just seen them at well, back then they had stuff everywhere, so
Yeah.
I picked them up at the grocery store. Kept them for in stock for her grandkids to read.
Atlas Unified. I gotta look at that. I think I saw him at my comic shop. I mean, my local shop. It's only 2 issues. I hate, though, when it shows. There was a period in time where my database would load things before they came out. Like, you would. Every week you'd go download the new material, and it's what was ever coming out the previous week. But for a while there, they'd advance solicited it because previews advance solicited it. And I think a lot of these, like, strange publishers like this never, they never came out. Like, they don't exist. I will look around, though, to see if they exist. Because my comic shop isn't 100% true. It's a good source to know what's there, but it's not necessarily everything. So I have to do some research. So, Hookjaw, you want to talk about the one that the is it a Dark Horse book called Giants?
Yeah, Giants is a Dark Horse book by the Valderrama brothers. Carlos and Miguel Valderrama. So this one starts out, there's these. So you'll like this book, Mike. The first page shows the kaiju. And the second page is a page two and three is a double page splash of two Caillou fighting. So they do not hide the monsters in this one. They
Well,
start
that's
with the
good.
monsters. And then there's they go and there's this gang fighting and there's these two kids who are young but they want to get into one of the gangs. So basically, it's a world that's taken over by these creatures, and now there's like these gangs. People are in gangs to kind of survive. And these two kids want to get into this one gang, and the way that they are going to get in is by stealing something from the rival gang. like this prize gem or something. So they go in to steal it, and then while they're trying to steal it, they almost get caught, so they have to they run from them, and then as they steal the gem, which it looks more like a piece of dirt, they steal it, and as they're running, they drop it, and it falls and it explodes and causes this huge explosion. So I can't remember how that they end up there, but I think they're trying to run away and try to escape from the gang who's coming after them. Well, it's either that or maybe they made a deal with the gang. But anyway, you find out that the energy source is actually the poop from one of these giant monsters. So they're going to go.
That sounds like something you'd think of.
What if the poop is valuable?
Yeah. Let's eat it. Give us powers.
So these kids are going to go into the outside of the city into the, like, there's this area that I think it's like snowy and stuff, and they're going to go to where the monsters are and steal it, and then they of course go over there, and the monster, they get attacked by a creature as they're trying to steal this stuff, and one of the kids I think runs back to safety, but another one runs off and ends up in like a, I think he goes like down a tube or something and ends up like far away, so he's separated from the other kid. So I enjoyed it. It was very good. And I don't remember what I gave it. Let me look at my...
What is the art? Is it manga-esque?
Database. It's a little bit manga-esque, yes. But it's not manga. Yeah, I would just slightly manga. I liked it. What did I give it? Let's see. I don't know where this is in my database. I need a new system.
Sounds like Alexa, you gave it a 3
Alexa,
out of 5.
What did I give Giants? I gave it 4 out of 5.
So this one you're interested in coming back for?
Probably.
Or
I will probably.
It's going to be weighed against whatever's happening that month.
Exactly. It's in the running. It's in contention.
It's not going to make it. It's not going to make it. There's too much.
It may not make it. It may not make the cut.
I don't think it will.
That's your prediction?
That's my prediction.
It's possible. And Dark Horse doesn't do the cheap...
Do you think I'd like this one?
You might.
Let's jump to Under.
Under? Another kind of semi-post-apocalyptic book.
This one I liked.
Sort of.
And this one I didn't want to read because of the little lettering. It almost like turned me off the whole line. But what I don't understand, though, like, is I'm looking at my physical copy here. And if you open it up, look at all the white space that they have at the top and the bottom. So why can't you just enlarge it a little bit?
Because then it would deform the art then, because you'd have to stretch it up and down. That's because it's, in this case, you can see it exaggerated because they had to shrink it down from the oversized.
It's not as bad as I thought it was. Like, I didn't have too much of a difficult time. You mostly notice it when there's like a caption box with a lot of words. That's when you really notice it's really small. Using a 10-point font rather than a 12-point or 11-point, whatever it is that's normal.
It is pretty small.
It's pretty tiny.
And the art in this, like the height of it is less than Beautiful Death. So I don't know. Maybe this in its original presentation was even bigger. Sized, I don't know.
I like the art in this one. The art was by Stefano Raphael. I think I've seen his art before. And written by Christophe Bleck.
Christoph.
Is that how you say it? With the E? Yeah. I've never seen it spelled with an E at the end. But it's Christoph. European, so. And the colors were nice. This one surprised me. I didn't think I was gonna like it. And I really liked it. A matter of fact, I did not order number two for some reason.
I didn't
And
either. I need to get number two.
I went to eBay and just bought it because I was like, this is awesome. Like I need to know what's going on. So the premise of this one is there's a reporter of some type that wants to do research on cryptozoic monsters, like things that don't, like Loch Ness monsters or giant alligators or giant snakes that are in the sewer. And there have been giant alligators in the sewer, like in New York City and a couple other places. So it's not stuff that is strange. But she wants to go see what the myth is, and this is a whole network of sewer tunnels and really advanced sewer tunnels, but there are like older areas of the sewer.
Right.
And in the course of looking for these monsters, they find a lot of dead bodies everywhere, of homeless people, of these people that are like pirates that just go down there because they had these two guys that like to go underneath the toilets of this really rich hotel, if you will, hotel restaurant or something. And they just like to camp out there until people shit into the sewer. And they like find like port. They found Porsche keys and watches and
Yeah, stuff that got dropped into the toilet.
all kinds of like valuable stuff that's dropped into
Rings
the
and stuff.
toilet. And they like go there and they don't care about they smell like shit or whatever. They just know they're gonna get these valuables. Like they found the keys to the Porsche and they're like, okay, now what do we do with these keys? Do we go to this fancy place and just start clicking the key button until it opens? And he's like, yeah, that's what we're gonna do. And they get killed by a giant spider, and these spiders are like huge. They're like offsets of the bird spiders. And I think we in the movie Acrophobia or whatever that movie is, they talk about those giant spiders breeding with other spiders. And these giant bird spiders, they're like probably one of the biggest spiders there is, and they have like pretty strong venom. And they also found these other spiders that don't have strong venom, but they're able to eat like cattle stomachs and stuff, and I don't know what was going on with those. And they find alligators, and there's a lot of dead bodies, and the mayor of the city, or he doesn't want anybody to know what's going on in the sewers, so he hires like specialists to go down there and find these creatures. And there is like a military guy that knows what's going on because he had examiners look at the body and find venom and the corpses, the drained of blood and all this stuff. So yeah, I really this clicked with me. I like the characters. I like the female reporter that's trying to figure out what's going on. She even gets some sexual action with the main male character.
And one part they bring back like one of the spiders to examine it.
Yeah, and she starts cutting it, and it
Yeah.
moves.
Coming back to life and she stomps it out. Yeah, I liked it too. There's a lot going on because they have the different factions like the army and then the secret whatever the guns for hire and the scientists.
And
Lots of stuff going
the
on.
ending is pretty creepy, actually.
Yeah, it has a weird twist at the end.
It looks disgusting. It's got a horrific ending that I want to know what happens. When I got there, I was like, I immediately went to DCBS to see if I ordered it, and I saw that I didn't, because I don't. This is one that came in my shipment, and I was like, did I order this? What is this?
I gotta remember to, if it's just two issues, to just go ahead and order both the issues.
Well, it's hard with these books because these books, the ones that are the European, sometimes the story ends in two issues or three issues, and sometimes it's bigger. So
Right. Yeah, pay attention.
but if it's two issues, it's almost worthwhile just to get the two issues.
Right, you're already
Because you're already
halfway through
vested
the
into
story.
half of the story, yeah. And then to get the trade, you're only buying one more issue. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't make a lot of
It's not worth
sense.
it. Yeah.
But like with Beautiful Death, it's five issues, so that's more of a trade size. Hookjaw was five issues, but that is not a European book. I didn't read Dr. Radar yet, but I think I did the same thing.
I have both issues of Dr. Radar. That one I noticed. There was only two issues.
I think I ordered only one. But maybe can we add that one to our list too for next week?
Yeah,
Dr.
you can do that.
Radar. Dr. Radar. Well, since you talked about giants, I thought I could talk about something that
Did I
I
didn't
read that
get?
you didn't get. At least I don't think you did.
Maybe I
There's a
did.
digital comic.
I didn't get it. Is it called Friendship Paradox?
No, it's called Death Betty.
Death
So
Betty.
I was listening to Nerdy Legion, and I heard Martin mention this Death Betty book, and I was like, "That's not called Death Betty." I was like, "That's called Black Betty."
Yeah, Black Betty.
I
He's
said,
wrong.
"What are you talking about? You're not even making any sense. The story wasn't about that."
Black
So
Betty's good.
he was talking about. I was a little confused. I didn't know that these two things existed at this exact same time, and they both had the word Betty in it. At least Betty Boop is completed. But Death Betty, I saw on Twitter on Friday the creator of Death Betty, at least one of them, from Novelty Comics at Novelty Comics, had tweeted and said, "If you want a free issue, I will give a free issue through Comixology for issue." And if you're one of the six people that reply to me, I'll get you a copy of Death. I wasn't like, I don't think I was in the six people, but I said, "Damn, I may be too late." But I'd like a copy, and I got a DM from him, and he said, "Oh, I'll give you a copy." So he gave me two copies. I got issue zero and issue one.
You
And
saved yourself $2.
yeah, and what I did is I didn't really know the premise of this, and I jumped in, and I was a little lost because it's the opposite of decompressed story. It's just right. It is so fast paced, and
I like the art.
it gets down to business right away. It's very Allard, like if you like Allard and his wife Laura, who colors it. It reminds me of that. It reminds me of something that they would do. It was a little hard when I was reading it first, but then I went and clicked on the premise, and I was like, "Oh, this makes total sense now."
Really?
So this girl called Betty is dating Death, but they don't really get into that in issue zero. Like, you get little snippets of them together, but you don't really see the breaking up of them. But he dumps her. He dumps Betty and is out on his own, and she's pissed off about this. So what she does, and her whole goal is to stop Death from taking people's lives, to piss him off. So she becomes like this heroic figure accidentally. Like one guy is there, I think I can't remember what he's singing. I think he's singing like Bon Jovi or something on the highway. And he's like looking at his phone, and he's like singing. He's not paying attention to the road, and he's going 50 miles an hour, and he's gonna go head into a bus. And she shows up in his car and doesn't let him die. So she saves the people, so Death could cannot take, so her boyfriend cannot take this guy's life. And many of these things are those circumstances. Like there's a huge fire in a building, and she's saving lives. And the public doesn't seem to like her because she doesn't save lives with care. She's like throwing bodies out the window and they're landing in firemen's arms and stuff like that. And so she's saving lives because she's pissed off that her boyfriend dumped her. Death. So I don't know what the ramifications of everything are going to be, but I liked it. I liked it a lot. It really clicked with me, and it's really fast paced. I guess my only two criticisms of it is that the title is kind of a weird title because the other title's almost happening simultaneously, and that one I think is more eyes on it because it's print and digital, and this one's just digital. And but I liked it a lot, and I think they should have gotten into issue zero, at least shown the breakup more prominent, like so you'd understand why she's doing what she's doing, because they just jump you on the scene in the bridge where she's
So
saving this dude's
do they
life.
eventually get to it in the story?
I couldn't find evidence of the actual breakup in Zero or One. I only saw scene there's a bunch of clips with them together talking, but
Yeah.
you don't act I didn't actually see the breakup. So I was a little confused what without knowing the premise. When I read the premise, I was
Right,
like,
if
oh,
you hadn't seen the premise.
this makes the story so much more enjoyable because I know what's going on now. But
Got a big page count.
it's got a big page count, but it's not a big page count. How can I say it?
Don't
It's a
know.
very small page count with a lot of behind the scenes stuff.
Okay.
Like you'll get like letters pages and you'll get like stuff from the writer, what they're trying to accomplish. You'll get
A lot of
like
back matter.
you'll get like a lot of pages with art that shows you like, okay, here's the line art, here's it inked, and here's where we add the colors. A lot of how-to stuff.
A lot of process pages.
A lot.
Well,
It's almost half the comic.
maybe I'll spend my 99 cents and
Yeah, when you go buy
pick it up.
Monica's book, maybe pick up issue zero and see how you like it.
Might have to do that.
It's not a big investment, and you can give it a shot. And you can see from the preview pages, I like the colors. I like the coloring and the art style. Like I said, it reminds me of
Yeah, I did like the art in the preview pages. What's it
yeah.
called? Black Betty. Wait, this is not it.
No, Death Betty. So you're gonna get confused like I was.
Black Betty. Black Betty was awesome. Can't wait to read
And it says, if you like this, you should try asshole. I wonder what that is about. It's only 99 cents. It doesn't let me click on it, though, so I could see the. I like to go look at the preview or see what's inside
I always check what's inside.
to see if I'll like it.
Right, interesting.
So keep your eye out for people twittering. You might luck out like I did.
You might get some free comics.
I think the only reason I saw it is I like follow 1,000 people, over 1,000 people. I don't look at anybody's
That's
tweets.
impossible.
I don't look at anybody's tweets except for the ones that are in my buddy list.
Exactly. That's the
So
beauty of Twitter.
when do I look at them? Like right before bed. I go look at my buddies list and I usually scroll up and I think I saw Nick or it was either Nick or Martin. It was one of the two. I think it was Nick. Nick said that he wanted a
Yeah, I get
copy
that. I get
too.
those guys confused.
He got all confused.
They're
So easy to do,
almost the
right?
same person.
It's really just one person and he's
They're
able
doing
to.
different places. You know, when I was at C2E2 last year, I never saw both of them in the same room at the same time.
Are you
Interesting.
serious?
Interesting. Yeah, it's interesting.
I didn't see any evidence of it.
Have you ever seen a picture of the two of them together?
I have not.
Exactly.
You think it's the same person?
Martin is good with the editing. He's got all that software now, and he's got that studio of his.
Oh, the big mic.
Yeah, he could be.
And you think
He could
it, and he talks
record
with
the
his
parts
hands
and just
because
edit
he's
it together.
Italian. So, like, do you think he's got like a puppet on one hand?
I think Nick might be a puppet.
You think he might be a puppet and he's talking to a puppet?
I think he is. What do you think about that, Nick? Oh,
Well,
what is that? Let me tell you the story.
if he gets into the video stuff, maybe we could see the puppet master pulling the strings.
Yeah, I'll pay for that Patreon.
The
The video. The Nick though.
So we ha I don't know if you read the other book. Oh, we have the girl who handcuffed Houdini.
Yes. Me find it. I read this a while ago, so you'll have to refresh my memory.
Well, it's not hard to remember. You have a naked seance lady.
Oh, that's right. I remember now.
The part that I could not figure out, like that just blew my mind, is if you look at the artistic representation, that there's a lot of shots looking down at the table, like from the ceiling, like you're looking down, and you see all these hands, like they're like touching each other, like you would in a seance, and there's some fake hands where she's at. I don't understand how these people don't see that. Like, why are they there? They never explain the fake hands. It bothered me.
Oh,
Do
the they are very
you
wooden
see
looking.
what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I see the page.
It bothers me, and it's really weird. Well, I want to set the premise. Okay, so.
Well, they have their eyes closed though, so I think they're just feeling the hands.
Then she's like taking off her. She gets her foot, like she's naked, because she can only perform naked. And this woman's like, she only does that because they're all dudes around the table and shit, like to throw off all the men. Like, but I would not close my eyes if there was this naked babe around in the
Titties in your
table.
face.
Like, I'd be looking with my eyes and I'd see
You're
those fake
peeking.
hands and I'd see that guy behind the thing dropping tears and stuff, you know, like what the fuck is going on here? Because I'm so infatuated with looking at a naked seance lady.
But you're distracted by, you're so
Yeah,
distracted. You're just looking at one thing. You're not even noticing anything else that's going on.
it's like in the movie Mallrats. We have those two guys. They go to this other weird little like flea market, and they have like a topless lady with a third nipple in the séance room, a gypsy. It reminded me of that scene, except it was more like of a serious thing. The interesting thing is Arthur Conan Doyle goes to this woman, which is what is her name, Mindy Woodcock. I think her, I can't remember what her name is, but he goes to her. She's a secretary for her father and her brother, and they're like a detective agency. And he says, "I need you to help me show that Houdini's a fake. And what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take you to the seance so you can see this seance and help prove that he's a fake." Well, the whole thing, in fact, the whole thing to me is amazing because when I was a kid, and I mean really, really young. God, it must have been at 7 or 8. My parents were watching this show, and I'm gonna have to track it down to see if this movie even exists. But I remember it was like a movie, a fictional thing of Houdini, and it had seances, like it had him die, like how he drowned, you know, got killed, and it had him do like his wife doing seances afterwards, and this thing like just fit into that. Like wheelhouse for me because I remember seeing that as a kid and
Oh,
it
so
stays out. It
it hit your nostalgia button.
hit my nostalgia button. And then you throw in a naked lady with a séance and I'm like, "You got me." Yeah,
Over the top.
you got me. But it turns into a really cool tale. Like I really liked it. The art was a little weird. It, it
It is
it's
weird.
it's
Yeah,
a
the art is
strange,
weird.
strange style.
It is.
Something I've never seen before, but the art didn't take me out. And I think the artwork worked more for Houdini because just the way Houdini looked, like when Houdini
Yeah,
looked.
it does look like Houdini.
Yeah, so like it looked really good for Houdini, but maybe not some of the other. But like she says, my brother and my father are not here, but I can be your detective. Let me go to this séance. And she's like, oh man, this lady's full of shit. She
Right. Well, that
knows.
was, yeah. So she got to see, he wanted her to see how things were done, like behind the scenes and how they pull off some of these tricks.
Yeah, but he really believed they were real. Conan Doyle, like, thought they were real. And she said, oh,
Oh, did he at the start?
yeah.
Okay.
She said, I can't believe that he's into this stuff. And then she goes to Houdini's thing, and Houdini's wife had just fired the previous assistant because he was having sex with her, and she knew about it. And she hires Houdini, she hires this woodchuck lady to go
Woodcock.
woodcock. Yeah, okay, I forgot there was cock in it.
Yeah, they got a murder
Woodcock
cock.
cock. I like how you enunciated that.
Thank you.
Woodcock.
I've had a lot of
You
practice.
were really clearer.
Yes.
So
I
she gets
really,
hired and
I've
says,
learned to really wrap my mouth around cock.
yeah,
The word cock.
wrap it around and get some juicy fruit or freshen up.
Freshen up. It's freshen up.
So she kind of says, hey, can you watch my husband and be his assistant and let me know if he's cheating and stuff? And well, he obviously is, but it was an interesting story. Like I read issue 2 already. I don't want to get into it because I know you want to re probably read it. But yeah, it was good. What did you think?
Yeah, I liked it as well. I mean, I naturally like Houdini stuff, so that appealed to me. And then, yeah, and it's cool because the woman, if I remember correctly, she almost has like two objectives, right? Because she's trying to expose Houdini, but then she's also working for Houdini's wife, so she's investigating him on two different angles, I guess.
And she's working for Houdini. I mean, she's his
Yeah, and
assistant
she's
now
his
for the
assistant, yeah.
things, which is actually fascinating. I mean, I'm like really ingrained in it. And issue 2 even hooks you even more because if you know the history of Houdini, you could like see something coming. And I don't want to spoil it, but man, I have to go dig out issue 3, which is in a different box. And read it because I'm really curious now that I read issues 1 and 2. I'm gonna give it a 5 out of 5, and not necessarily for the art, but I was just so taken by the story.
The story.
Yeah.
I believe I gave it a 4 out of 5, but I will get it. I will be getting the trade, which I can't remember if it was solicited or not. It was either solicited last month or this month.
I think it was solicited because it had that cover with the beautiful woman on it with she has some creepy feet. Issue 1, it was a mocking up of that. But
Creepy feet.
yeah, if you look at it, the image of her is like absolutely beautiful. It's like a painted
Oh yeah, and she got
cover.
that big foot at the
And
bottom.
then the foot,
I never noticed
she's
the
got goddamn toes that are like huge.
foot. Like fingers.
They're like fingers, man. It's like creepy ass feet.
Yeah, he should have cut the picture off right there.
I
Not
didn't
the
even notice it at first until I went to go read it.
I've been distracted by the upper half of the picture.
Yeah, I was like at that séance looking at the titties and everything else. I was like distracted, and then I'm
it's
moving my eyes
intentional.
down a little bit more, and I'm like, whoa, look at those feet.
It's intentional to show you that how distracted you can be in the séance by the titties that you don't even notice there's a fake foot down there.
They just look like really long. Like it could be realistic too because it look the body looks real realistic,
I
and
think it's just the angle,
if the
yeah.
way she's sitting, like if I think the artist really had a woman there, like
Yeah,
was
I'm.
painting he was painting a live woman, and I think her feet really did look like that.
She had some big feet and they're close to the
They're
camera.
big feet and they're close to the camera because they're the closest part to the painter. Like
Yeah,
if you're looking at
it's
if you're looking
the
directly on,
perspective is correct,
yeah,
yeah.
the perspective is probably correct, and it makes the feet look a little bit big or a
Yeah, I
lot
wish
big.
another part of her anatomy was closer to the camera.
And the other one that I wanted to talk about was another hard case crime, and I don't know if you finished it or if you read it so long ago you're not going to remember it. And it's called Peepland.
Peepland from Avatar Press.
No, from Titan.
Oh, Titan. From Titan Press.
Did you read it?
I did read it.
Do you remember it?
I took a look back at it before yesterday. I mean, yesterday.
Bill, I love this. And I don't know if the trade had the back matter. Please tell me it did.
Oh, let me. I
But
don't think it did. Let
the back matter
me
was
grab it.
phenomenal.
Oh, wait. It did have some back matter. It had, like, an article by the. Yeah,
The writer.
it did have the
There's
back matter.
several stories there, and they're absolutely fascinating, and it takes you into this
There's
world
one,
'cause
two,
she used to work at a peep show.
three, four. Yeah, there's four different articles.
Those articles are fascinating because
Yeah, I did read them.
she used to work at a peep show.
Yeah, she's writing
She
from her own
was in
experience.
New York before they cleaned it up, Bill.
I know she was. That is where this story takes place. In old New York.
And even one of the stories, she talks about how the main story came about, but it actually did happen with a murder where five kids in a gang were accused of a crime they didn't commit.
Yeah, I think that was a pretty famous case.
It was a famous case, and this case was based on that because it's very similar. It's about a girl getting murdered by a rich son of a father that's like mayor, right? Or he's pretty powerful, whatever he does. And he's protecting his kid. And he knows this tape is out there, and this tape got out there from issue one, and it's a videotape, and it shows him murdering a girl.
Yeah, well, it's a dude who has like a public access show where they do like pranks or something, and it just so happened that during one of the pranks in the background, there's this murder taking place that they ca and they got it on tape. And then the guy who recorded it was freaking out because he knew what it was that he had. And I think someone must have found out about it because they were chasing him and he hid it in the peep show booth of this one stripper.
Yeah.
So then she gets possession of this tape.
And they watch the tape and they trash the tape. So the tape actually gets like you know how you put in a bad cassette or whatever and it gets unwind and starts tearing it up and they have to take it to another friend and that other friend knows that he knows this tape is big 'cause he knows who that guy is. He's like, "This is the son of so and so. I could blackmail him." And that was a bad idea. And it turns out to be there's a lot of people that want this tape and they want it so they can blackmail it and get rich. Even the cops. There's one cop
Everyone
that,
knows how much the tape is worth.
yeah, he's using this girl who knows the truth that the African American kid is innocent. He was the one,
Yeah, so
he
he
got
got framed
framed.
for it.
Because a cop saw him running from the scene. And his mother works at the strip club or the peep show, which makes it even more weird. I've been talking too much, Bill.
You're dying.
Yeah, I'm getting that itch in my throat. But anyway, this thing
Yeah,
is
so it gets to
great.
the part of the story where basically you have like several different parties who are trying to get this tape and find this woman. And it gets very exciting at the end because everyone's going after it. There's some tragedy too. I don't want to give it away, but some sad stuff happens.
Well, she's also taking care of her uncle who has AIDS.
Yeah, there's that guy, and then there's the other guy who's like was he like
He's the
a
boyfriend, the punk rock dude.
no, not that guy, the like slave trade guy.
The slave trade guy.
The guy from like I think somewhere in Africa where he like was involved in like the child slave trade.
Oh yeah, that one is really weird because he just shows up. And then
I couldn't remember how he was involved in the
well
main
he
story.
gets involved and I'm almost wondering if he's the father of the kid that died, but I mean the kid, yeah, the kid got thrown off the roof.
Yeah.
And then I think he feels bad and he knows he has to go after the killer. He knows who the killer is. And or who got him involved or who the murderer is. I don't think he knows that it turns out that it was like a construction worker guy that a racist one at that that killed the kid used to love pigeons and they man, there's so much going on in this story. It's so hard to explain like
Yeah,
from
there was a
beginning
lot.
to end because then there's that other girl that work that's a girlfriend to the girl at the peep show.
That's what I'm saying. There's like,
Oh
especially at
my
the end, like
God.
there's so many
No,
threads
but
that
she
come
gets
together.
involved in that gun shoot because they know where he has the safe for the money, and they need to get the money so they can bail the kid out of jail. Do you remember that? And
Yeah.
they
There's a
actually
lot
go
of
in and
there's a
there's
lot of
like a
gunplay at
there's
the
a
end.
Pulp Fiction scene where everybody just gets shot. And they're like, "Holy crap, we didn't mean to shoot everybody."
There's a lot of shoot ups. It's good. Well, I like this one. It was a good story. And I do. You can tell that. Hello, hello.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. Are you there?
Yeah. Hello.
Oh,
I lose you?
interference. I'm still here.
Oh, you can hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
We had our phone ring, and I don't know if it's causing interference on my headset.
Could be.
Can
I
you
heard
hear?
the phone ring.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
But I was saying that you could tell we both liked it in that we both read the back matter. Especially you. You reading the back matter means you're into the story.
Yeah, that. Well,
The
they have
telltale
that. That ha
sign.
they have the other great back matter story of when she's 17. It talks about her being in like New Jersey in a very dangerous part of town, and she's on the phone, and that guy's like trying to rob her, and he's like, she finishes her conversation, and he's like, he like changes his opinion based on how she closes off the phone call conversation, and she ends up giving him $20. And so this guy's like happy as hell. He doesn't rob her. He's happy with the $20 she gave him. And she doesn't have much money as it is. And he knows that based on what he heard on the phone. And she's walking down the street and they saw her have money. And there's a bunch of people down the street that are threatening her. And she's so scared that she's going to get ready to piss her pants. Like she is frightened, terrified. And that guy that she gave the $20 for, he grabs her by the hand and escorts her to the safe part of the town. And then she's like thinking to herself, like, because she's talking about what she remembers in the past, and she's like, I wonder what happened to this guy. He was like a guardian angel because I was gonna get killed or mugged, and he was the mugger, and he's like, he saved my life, and it was like.
Mugger protected her from other.
Yeah, this oh God, this is so good. So good. Yeah, I love these hard case crime, man.
Yeah, they've been good.
Good
I'm
stuff.
definitely all in, I believe, with them. I don't know if there was a new one this month, though. I don't think there
No, there
was.
was nothing. There was The Prisoner. That one I'm gonna try
Oh, yeah,
though.
The Prisoner, yeah. Yeah, I'm a Prisoner fan, so, of the TV show.
I never seen it. I understand it's only one season though.
Yeah, I think it was only one season.
But it had a really big cult following, and Jack Kirby even drew some. Like, if that book wasn't so expensive, I'd buy that unfinished art book that Jack Kirby and Gil
Yeah, I would get
Kane
that,
drew.
but I think it's only like 10 pages or something of Kirby, and then the rest they just based it on his idea. I don't think there's any dialogue, so. But I'll get the
So
new series.
we really focused a lot on Titan Comics, and I was pretty happy with everything overall. I think Beautiful Death, I may change my mind. It might be like Number One with the Bullet, where I go read on, and I like it more than I did.
Yeah, we'll have to see
I didn't
what
hate it. It
happens
was
to
just
these.
so, there was not a lot there. It was.
Yeah, I understand. There isn't a lot of action. It's mostly just these kids walking around the city and discussing their situation, which I like. And then there was the suspense when that one kid went missing for a moment. They got pissed off at him for going a different way. Because you don't know. What if you got attacked by one of the invisible insect creatures? Fascinating.
The only other stuff that I've caught up on is I went on this weird tear of Meredith Finch Wonder Woman. And I went back to like New 52 for some reason. I go off on these weird little tangents. Like I read something and it makes me want to read something. And I had read Garcia Lopez, the I think it was the Superman versus Wonder Woman story, which was an Earth 2 story. It led me to the Meredith Finch Wonder Woman that I hadn't read before. And I thought it was damn good, man. I mean, not only did it have great art, but it was very, very suspenseful. And it had to do with Azzarello's run, like, because it was focused on the baby and her mother. And I think it wrapped it up really nice. I think she did a fantastic job. And she also wrote another Zenescope book that I liked a lot, which was The Little Mermaid, which I also finished. So I'm going to keep my eye out for Meredith
I didn't know
Finch because
she
I
did
liked
that.
it. I like her writing. It works with me. And the other thing I got into was Justice League United, which I didn't even know. Like I started it, and it has to do with Adam Strange and Animal Man and Hawkman and Martian Manhunter and Stargirl. And I remember all of it that I read, but what I didn't remember, like I had no idea that if I picked up where I left off, that I was going to get into a three-part Legion of Superheroes story arc with Infetus. And I freaking loved it. Like it was. It hit the sweet spot of Legion of Superheroes, and I thought it was just fascinating because they had to go back in time and stop Ultra, which is another character who becomes Infantis. So like I don't know if that's like Legion history or what, but man, the story really clicked with me. I thought it was amazing, and it was Jeff Lemire writing a Legion story. It was great. So I've been reading a lot of superhero stuff and enjoying it. Matter of fact, it was almost hard to switch gears because of my tangents that I go on. But I did the right thing and I read Peep Show first, and I think that got me back into the mood of where I needed to be to read my homework.
Yeah, got your mind
I knew if I
adjusted.
started with Hard Case Crime that I would adjust and be able to read the other things. And I was very pleasantly surprised with Under. I had no idea. The only reason I ordered it to even to begin with was I thought the cover was freaking amazing. Like with the huge alligator coming out of the sewer and tipping over the boat. I just thought it was an amazing cover, and I was like, I'll check it out.
Did you get
And it flowed
the
really well. So like if there's like translation that whoever I didn't look at that. Maybe I should open it up and see if there's like a translator in it, because I think if there was a translator, they did a fantastic job of, yeah, it says translated by Mark Mackenzie Ray. Absolutely fast, fantastic translating, because there
Good
was
job, Mark Mackenzie Ray.
yeah, there was nothing that hung me up. Sometimes when you get a translator, there's
Yeah, some
sentences and paragraphs that
yeah, don't translate quite
they don't
right.
translate well, and they take it literally. Like the translator
Right, do
will
the literal translation,
it's
literal
almost yeah,
translation.
it's almost like they're putting it into the, if I was to do a translation and I could go online and I could start typing stuff,
Yeah, word for word.
it doesn't really mean what it says it means. You get the gist of it, but it's not the right
Right,
context.
you have to take the foreign colloquialism and figure out what the equivalent English one is.
Yeah, this guy did a fantastic job, don't you think? It flowed like
Yeah, I don't
English.
remember
Like, I had
any.
no
Yeah, I don't
problem with
remember
it.
any issues with it. I think the Titan ones have been pretty good. All of them have been pretty good with that. I don't think
Yeah.
I've noticed any issues with the translations.
I think I did when Titan was early in their earlier books, because when they first came out, they were like translating, like, I can't remember if it was like a Kronos book or I can't remember what it was, but I felt like it was strangely worded. It was before they had static press, but they were doing some books from
Yeah,
Europe.
they've always been doing well. I mean, they're a European publisher, so makes sense.
Yeah. So that's it for comics, unless you had anything else you wanted to plug.
The only other thing I'm reading, is it called Underwinter? Is that it? I believe that's
Oh
what it's called.
yeah. That's an Image book
By
by Fox, right?
Ray Fox. I'm
The
about
second volume?
No, I'm
Or
reading volume one. Volume two is collected now. I'm most of the way through. I think I read it's 6 issues in the trade. I think I've read the first 4 issues. So that's a good story. And man, that art is amazing. It's all watercolor.
this is the one that I had read something else from him that was Image related, and it just drove me off, like totally.
I
So
hated that one.
when
I can't, I don't
Underwinter,
remember what that called
you
was
know which one
called.
I'm talking about,
Yeah, it was terrible.
and I read 2 issues and I thought it was so awful. I was like, but it was weird because I loved his DC stuff, like when he was writing the Spectre and stuff and all the characters, and he was working on Batman, the weekly series.
He's doing
I
some.
was enjoying his stuff, and he was doing great with their underworld characters. And he even did some. I think it was either Pandora or wasn't Phantom Stranger. It was somewhere else in that world, the Trinity of Sin.
Yeah.
And I was enjoying those because I was really invested in it. And I said, I'm gonna like this guy. But when he drew and did his own creator stuff, I was like, I'm gonna stay away. I'm scared because of the first one I got. But when you talked about Underwinter number one, the first one, it sounded interesting to me. And I think they're on their second volume right now.
Yeah, the second volume is solicited. Yeah, it's really good. Well, the premise is it's these four classical musicians got hired to play at this mansion, and there's stipulations. So they had to be blindfolded. They had to wear these like fancy costume or the women. There's two women. They had to wear dresses, and the men had to dress up nice. But they were provided with all everything they have to wear, and they had to play, so they have to be blindfolded, so they have to know the music. Like they can't read the music obviously when they're playing, and they're given the list of songs to play, and it's 2 hours worth of music, and they're not allowed to take any breaks. So they have to sit there and play for 2 hours straight, and they can't peek out of the blindfold. But then at the end of the first issue, as they're playing, the one dude's blindfold slides up a little bit, and he sees. He's. They think they're at like a party, like a. What was that? That one movie, Eyes Wide Shut or whatever.
I didn't see that. That's a Tom Cruise movie, right?
Yeah, but it's like where they have like weird like orgy gown or balls.
Orgy balls?
Orgy
Are
balls.
they like Benoit
Yeah, orgy
balls or
balls.
what?
Yeah, orgy balls. So they think they're one of these orgy balls, but real the guy's blindfold slips up and he sees like this weird, this like naked dude with like a bird head, like this weird looking dude. And then as the story goes on, so they get invited back every month. They get to play, and they're doing it because they get a lot of money. I think they get like $10,000 each for this performance. So basically, they're doing this one performance, and then they're living off that for the rest of the time. And they're happy because it's the first time in their life they've been able to like survive just off of their music. But then the one guy who peeked it out of his blindfold starts getting sick, and weird stuff starts happening to him, and then weird things start happening to the other people as well. So it's kind of it's shaping up to something like the end of the world is coming, and somehow they're involved in it. And like the butler at the place is like warning them of what's going to happen and stuff. So it's kind of is slowly building up to this where they're going to have to somehow prevent the end of the world from happening. And you still don't know who this guy is who's watching them. But you get the idea that he's some kind of a creature of some sort that's going to bring about the end of the world. It's good. It's really good. And the art is amazing.
That's him, right?
Yeah, he's doing the art as well.
Very cool. And this was just volume one that you read. You've finished that one. Did you order number two?
Yeah, it's solicited this month, so I'll get it. There's one scene in the book where, so there's one of the characters, one of the dudes is he has like a boyfriend and a girlfriend, so he always has they're always around, and the one girl or one of the girls in the orchestra goes over and she starts sleeping with the dude and the guy, and she stays there for like a month, and they can't keep track of how much time that they've been there. But she's basically taken his toys away from him for like a month, and is sleeping with them at them, so he can't. Gets a little bizarre. It's good.
Underwriter or winter?
Under Winter.
Might look at that with my Monica purchase. I wonder if I should try. Oh, the collected edition, volume one. I need to see what's inside, though.
Yeah, definitely check it out
I
before
see
you
the paint,
purchase.
the art is kind of off for me. It's so abstract and
It's very
obtuse and,
abstract. It's not completely abstract, though.
No, it's not. But
Beautiful.
it's almost like with crayon or something or like
It's watercolor.
watercolor, yeah. I'll try it. What the hell? Add to cart. How can I save an additional 10%? Well, if I join Comixology Unlimited.
Take off.
I'll try it. I'll at least read the first issue. See what happens. Because it sounded interesting to. If it has Benoit balls in it, I think I'm gonna like it.
Definitely has orgy balls.
Orgy balls, yeah.
So we done with comic
We're done with
books?
comic books and now we're into movies and TV, whatever you want to talk about. We already kind of talked about food. Unless you got another anchovy pizza you want to talk about.
I have not eaten any anchovy pizzas lately.
Did you order You Have Killed Me? It's an Oni
Which is
thing.
that?
It's a Oni trade paperback in crime and mystery, and the reason I ordered it because it had art by Joelle Jones, Lady Killer fame.
You have killed me. Is that like an older one?
Yeah, do you have it?
I think I do.
I think this is
Never.
a reprint.
That's a Jamie Rich or whatever, right?
Yeah, it is Jamie Rich.
I believe I have it. You have killed me. Yeah, I have that.
Have you read it?
I think I have, yes.
All right, any movies or TV you want to talk about?
Let's see.
Think movies wise, I've
Trying to
been pretty
remember.
doggone stagnant because the theater hasn't been showing anything, but I did see Black Panther. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. We'll probably go see that next weekend. My son is very excited to see it, so take him.
So we'll talk about it next episode. Give people a chance to see it.
Yeah, everyone should have seen it by then. Let's see. TV. I don't know if I've watched anything other than the usuals.
Yeah, same for me. I don't have anything different other than I started this season of The Flash, which is really interesting because they have the Thinker, and they kind of had a Dark Matter episode where. Do you remember Malibu Comics, the Ultraverse? Were you into that?
Hang on. Okay. Yes, I have a lot of. I love Ultraverse. Mantra,
Did you
Solitaire.
read The Strangers?
Strangers, no.
The Strangers were a bunch of people in a cable car that something happened and they were all powered and some people became good and some people became evil. Well, that's what happened in The Flash. Sort of things on a bus. A bunch of p individuals had this dark matter incident happen. And became super powered. And one of them is Elongated Man, so they've introduced Ralph Dibny to the Flash, and it's awesome. Like I love that character. It's really clicking for me on so many levels. He starts off as an asshole, but as he's grown in the last three episodes, I've like, man, I love the character. I think he's fantastic. And they had like a funny moment that actually made me laugh because they have that one character, that one scientist from the alternate world whose daughter is Jesse Quick and Harrison Wells. It's they always have that Harrison Wells, and this is the Harrison Wells from Earth, whatever, too, I think. And he forms the Council of Harrisons, Harrison Wells, and the Council of Wells is very much like the Rick Remender because Rick Remender explored like I had all these Reed Richards and different universes. What's the Council of Wells? And he picks out one from like a Road Warrior scenario, which is hilarious. And then he picks out another guy who's like a Harrison Wells that's a playboy type like Howard Hefner, like
Hugh
Hugh
Hefner.
Hefner, yeah. And the first time he shows up in a robe and his dick is out, and like Sisko's like, "What the fuck? I just saw your junk." And the other guy's like a real pretentious asshole, Wells. And I thought it was really funny. So yeah, Flash is really clicking for me this season. I like it, especially because of Elongated Man. And then we're working on getting caught up on Gotham. We are so far behind. I'm talking about like 20, maybe more episodes.
I'm probably further behind than you.
And
I don't know. What part are you at in Gotham?
Gotham, we're past the point where Riddler and the Penguin situation came to a finale, and we're dealing with the aftermath. And Poison Ivy is now an adult, And Catwoman has like her origin story where she falls off a building.
I
And
think we're around the same point. I think I'm at the po I think the last episode I watched is where Penguin and Riddler were in cages.
yeah, you're probably a little bit ahead of me.
Okay.
Because it's the Court of Owls, right? You're into that.
Yeah.
You've been introduced to the Court of Owls, and
Yeah, we're
the uncle had tried to get to Jim Gordon and tell him about his past. So we're near this.
Yeah,
We're
we're on the
watching
same
about
point.
two episodes a week. And there hasn't been a good doctor because of the Olympics, so it's been kind of good that I could catch up on other stuff. We're
What I
falling behind in
realized?
Black Lightning, though.
What I realized about Good Doctor that was kind of interesting. They had one episode where he went on a road trip,
That was a fascinating episode, but
and then
it's
they had,
weird.
yeah, and then what I found interesting was the stuff at the ho that was going on at the hospital, I enjoyed just as much, like without him in it,
Yeah.
which is interesting. Like, so that's when I realized I think I like all these other characters. Like,
Well,
I'm attached
they're
now to the other
fascinating,
characters.
and they introduce another. I don't know if you're caught up, but there's another character they introduce,
Oh, the woman,
and
yeah.
she's real competitive, man. Holy crap. She's a
Yeah,
hardcore
that was an
bitch.
interesting, she was interesting in the mix because the other doctors kind of get along and they're trying to do the best for the patients and stuff. And then you got this new woman who's like, you know,
I'm
once we're done this,
published, and I'm, yeah,
they're
they're
only
only
gonna
gonna
keep like
keep.
two of us. So
And
we're
she's like,
fighting.
I want to compete against everybody except for the autistic guy, 'cause he's already in everybody's like wheelhouse, like, because he has abilities that nobody else has.
Yeah, no one can touch him.
Yeah, it's like, and he doesn't give a shit anyway. He doesn't care. I still like that show a lot.
That's good. Damn, I'm caught up in that one.
There's not that many episodes. I'm surprised that it's like a major show and we've only had a handful of maybe 10 episodes or less.
No, I think it's been more than that.
Seems like less.
Yeah, I don't know if it started later or what.
Other than that, I haven't watched a lot of TV.
Another thing that I think I've watched is, oh, I guess I have two things. One, my son and I watched the latest season of Just Add Magic
Just
on
what? I didn't get the.
just add, Just Add Magic.
Just add magic.
Yeah, that's on Amazon. It's a kid show, but it's actually entertaining for adults as well. So it's one that I enjoy watching with my son. And
Ah.
they actually did an interesting thing. So there's been two seasons of it, but the first season they decided to release in two parts. So there's season two, part one and part two. And that allowed them to like release the first half of the season early and then later release the second half rather than just release it all in one shot later, which I thought was an interesting way to do it. Because then you don't have to wait till they finish a whole season before you can watch any of them.
Right.
They just released half of it first and then half later. Then the other thing I'm watching while I exercise is something that I learned about from Nerdy Legion of all places. Travelers. It's a television show called Travelers, which is about it's about people from the future. So in the future, the world is ending, and they figured out a way to send people back into the past to try and save the world. But the way they do it is when someone's about to die, they jump into their body like before they die and
Yeah.
take over their life. Because their life would have ended anyway, so they're just kind of hijacking their body. It's good. I've been
There's a
enjoying
lot of
it.
shows that they mention that sound interesting. I don't have time for TV.
Yeah, that one's my exercise show.
Yeah, mine is Flash right now. And I am almost to the point of the huge crossover like the Crisis. So I'm gonna have to catch up on the other shows before I can hit the crossover.
Where you can do it, yeah.
I don't like crossovers because, like, if I'm in the mood for Flash, I want to watch Flash. I don't want to feel the need that I have to jump into the other shows. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though I'm recording them all, I don't like. In my old age, I found out I don't like crossovers. Like, I don't mind if you have an event. An event is mostly an event. But when you have it go across
Three
multiple
shows.
books and you're behind, and then you have to Google, like, how it. The order, and I hate that shit. I was reading Superman Wonder Woman, and it crossed over four different books, and I just said, fuck, I'm just gonna plow through it. And it almost became like a incomprehensible arc because it
Yeah.
was in the
You're missing pieces of
other
it,
four
yeah.
titles. Yeah, I mean, I got the gist of it, but it was very choppy, man. Oof. I prefer them not doing that because I don't want to have to read everything that they want me to read, and then I feel like I have to catch up, and I don't want to do it, and I'm
Yeah,
just
and
a
if you miss something, then you gotta track it down.
grouchy old man now. I just need some freshen up.
Don't make me. Yeah, too bad you don't have some freshen up. You could
Get off of my
revitalize
lawn.
yourself.
Get off of my lawn, damn it.
Where's my freshen up?
I actually got another Donald Westlake book. Help, I'm
Oh,
being held
from the.
prisoner.
Have you read any
I'm
of his
still on
books yet?
Joyland. I'm about halfway through Joyland.
All right, that's a Stephen King one, right?
Yeah. Well,
I haven't read any Donald Westman.
this is a. I have a hardcover of Donald Westlake called "The Comedy Is Finished," and then this one is "Help, I'm Being Held Prisoner," and on the cover it says "First Publication in 30 Years," and Stephen King has a quote on it. It says, "The book by this guy is cause for happiness," so. I'm gonna be really happy at
That's
some
right.
point in the future. So, is that about it for TV, or do you have something else or movie that you watched on DVD that is so pretentious that you have to tell us it had some umami in it?
I did watch a pretentious movie. Oh wait. I guess it's not very pretentious. Hey, what did I watch? Oh, I think I already talked about that. What's this one? Hang on, I'm trying to figure out what this movie is.
You gotta go to the library.com and say, where did I rent?
What did I rent?
Ooh, I still have some banana pudding. I'm gonna
Oh,
go.
I know. It's not pretentious. I watched something I found out about on the podcast you might have heard of called Geek Brunch Podcast,
Oh,
called
yeah?
The Cell.
Oh, yeah.
I watched The
It's
Cell.
actually called Cell.
Yes, Cell. Oh yeah, not The Cell. That's a
The
different one,
Cell is
isn't
a
it?
different movie. Yeah.
That's right. I watched plain old Cell. Cell phone, they should call it.
Did you like it?
I did like it actually,
I liked
but
it. The ending got a little, like, what do you call it? What existent? No, I don't know. It just, like, got weird.
it got weird. It was
I don't know how to explain the ending because
confusing.
Yeah, it went from
I
like a
know,
real
yeah.
life post-apocalyptic thing to something that was like surreal. I don't know.
Yeah, and I actually had to. I rewatched the ending with the commentary track on to make sure I understood what happened.
Well, tell
Because
me,
kind of confusing.
what
Okay, so
really
this is
happened?
spoilers for those who haven't seen this 10-year-old movie. I guess it's not 10 years old.
It's
How many years
about
old is
five or six, maybe.
it? 2047. No, that's not right. 16. Oh, 2 years old.
Okay.
So the whole premise of the movie is that if you're on your people who are on their cell phone, there was a signal that went out across the cell phone, and it turned you into a kind of a cross between a zombie and a crossed person. where you, I think it just activated your rage, right? Didn't you just want to kill other people?
Very close to crossed. Very close.
Cross without the sexual component.
Right.
Yeah, the
You
rage, but not the sex.
you go into a rage.
Yeah. So, and it starts off with John Cusack at the airport and everyone around. His phone has died, so he's not on his phone, and everyone else starts going crazy. And the way it's actually kind of genius the way it works, because people who are on their phone start going crazy, and then people who weren't on their phone immediately pick up their phone and try to call someone to, because all this craziness is going on. So then they get infected. So eventually everyone gets infected because at some point they use their phone before everyone realizes that that's what's causing it. So jump to the end. So John Cusack, he ends up finding these other people, and then they're going to try and go to this one place because someone had a dream that you need to go to this place, and there's billboards saying that you should go there because it's like a cell-free area. And they go there, or he goes there and finds out that it's a trap. And then the ending is confusing because he sees his son who's been infected, and he goes over and hugs him. And then he sets off this bomb, and the bomb blows up, presumably killing like the dude in the red jacket or whatever. And then he's walking through the forest on his way to Canada.
But I want to hear about what they said it meant.
So what happened
The
was,
bomb never went out and he was assimilated, right?
yeah, when he hugged his son, that one of the ways the kind of the people who are infected evolved is that they no longer need the cell phone signal because they can project the signal from their mouths and infect someone. So when he hugged his son, he was infected, and then everything after that is just in his head. So basically, all the infected people in their head, they're having like a dream about some wonderful world they're living in.
Yeah, it's a re really weird way to do it.
It was weird because all of a sudden it just jumped, like the bomb went off and then it just jumped to him walking to Canada. And you're like,
So
what?
I watched it right then. That's what I thought happened. I thought he hugged his son and everything else was in his mind, like the bomb never went off.
Yeah.
It's pretty good eating some leftover banana cream. Ah,
So you didn't eat all your food.
I ate half of it, but I ate a huge burger. We ate all of the fried pickles,
Fried pickles.
and then I had onion rings.
So you got pickles and onion rings? Nice.
The pickles were the appetizer. The
Okay.
onion rings came
I think
with
it
the
was with a
meal.
side. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yes, it
I'm in
is.
favor of taking food home.
That's what you do, 'cause
That's what I do.
you eat like a little bird,
I eat what I need and then I bring the rest
which
home.
is almost nothing. Like you don't even finish your meal anywhere, right? You're like a little sissy.
I very rarely finish my entire meal while at a restaurant. They give you so much goddamn food. I mean, if I go to like, I don't know, like a sub place and get like a 6-inch sub, I'll finish it.
What about a 12-inch sub? What's 6 inch of my ass?
Well, if I go to like Potbelly's, I'll finish what I get there. I'll finish my sandwich
It
there.
mustn't be a small ass sandwich.
Potbelly, yeah, it's not tiny. I can eat. I can eat a lot. I can eat. I just choose not to because I want. Because I am nearing a deadly age of.
Because your body is a wonderland. Your body is a wonderland.
Because I'm getting to that scary age in a person's life where I'm going to be old.
But you might as well
Very
celebrate.
soon. Celebrate every day by eating a lot of food.
Celebrate like there's no tomorrow. You might
I'm to
want
the
to try
point
and
in
eat more.
life where my metabolism has left me. And I can no longer do the things I did when I was a youngster. I'm old. I'm old and mature. I don't have time for these childish things, like eating fried pickles and watching movies about superheroes.
Yeah. You don't got time for that shit.
I don't got time for that. I gotta be, I don't know, doing serious stuff. I actually have to do my taxes.
I don't do that till March or April. I wonder how the new taxes will be.
I don't know. I have to see if I get more money back or if I have to pay more money. It could go either way. I have no idea. Probably get another extra $1.50 or something.
There you go. An extra $1.50 to buy a Alterna comic. How about that?
I will be able to buy Brown Betty or whatever it was called.
Death Betty.
Death Betty. It should have been Brown Betty. Black. Isn't
It's
Brown
got
Betty
to
a
be
song?
hard to be in the comics industry and title your book. Because you have to come up with something that's sort of catchy and something that's sort of different. Because, man, I swear, if you're not careful in image, there's so many titles that sound like that have the letter R or S. Sleepless, sleep, I don't know, they have so much shit. It's the
Yeah,
same.
R and S are very popular.
You're in danger of forgetting or getting the wrong thing if you're not careful. Harlequin, you bring in a lot of grass into the house. That's not good.
Did you guys get any snow this year?
We had snow on Monday, Saturday, last Saturday we had a pretty good storm. And then we had some on Monday, but it was just like in the morning and, had a little bit of a dusting and it
Was
wasn't
it?
bad for. I slid into an intersection, if I guess that's kind of bad, but it wasn't a lot of accumulation.
You guys didn't get the crazy ice this year, though, right? But you have gotten in
No,
past
'cause the
years.
weather is like, it's really bizarre right now for us. It's been warmer, abnormally warm here. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is. It's been cold some days, but it's not like I've been able to walk Harley most every day. There was one day that I couldn't because of snow, or I'd have slipped on my ass, but it's few and far between. All right, well this wraps up your geek brunch, and we hope you freshen up and join
Freshen
us
up.
next time on this fabulous podcast.
Was there a cinnamon freshen up?
I think so.
I've had that. I like that.
I think it was called something else though.
Yeah, maybe. What is cinnamon freshen up?
Freshen up gum.
What's the fr What's
Flavors.
cinnamon jizz one?
Let's
Some
see, it's got
cinnamon.
flavors. We're gonna tell you about the flavors. It was from Brazil. Wikipedia.
Yeah, those are freshen up cinnamon.
Why am I not seeing it? Yeah, there were several flavors. Freshen up is a chewing gum, blah 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 blah. And there's your peppermint, cinnamon, spearmint, and bubble gum. It was offered up in the 1970s. How about that? Very retro. Very in my wheelhouse with my cassette tapes. I bought a USB cassette tape Bluetooth so I could listen to my cassette tapes because I probably have to get a new vehicle. We're looking at a Honda.
Honda.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had fresh. I've pretty much. I'm pretty sure I've had freshen up cinnamon because I remember like the cinnamon. Because the is freshen up the one that the gums themselves are kind of like rounded at the edges.
They're kind of
Like it's
rounded,
not
but
like perfectly square.
they're not a perfect square, but they're squarish but
Yeah, like.
rounded corners. And then
Yeah.
it looks
You
like a
bite into them,
gum and you
it's
bite into it and there's all this juice in the middle.
juice. Yeah, I've had the cinnamon juice.
Cinnamon
I don't think I've ever had
juice.
this. I don't think I've had the like the mint juice.
Will you drink regular milk?
I could, but I don't like it.
Why?
It's disgusting.
You don't drink from a teat?
I only drink straight from a teat. I don't
Oh,
like
it has to be a
processed teat.
real tit, and it has to be like shared with a bunch of people, right? A bunch of dudes sharing the same teat. It's the opposite of me. You're bizarro, Mike. I only drink from the teat if everybody else is drinking from the teat.
That is not true. I will.
I'll
I'm
suck
happy
on
being the
that
only
nipple
one.
like nobody
I'm
else's
happy being the
business.
only one at the teat.
I
But why do you ask? No, I'm not a big fan of milk. Taste the, once you stop drinking milk, then it, if you go back to it, it's pretty nasty.
it's not. Like, if you have a chocolate, something chocolate, it goes good.
All
Have a piece of
filmy.
cake with some milk,
Ugh.
especially some chocolate cake. Do you like chocolate cake?
Yeah, chocolate cake's
With some
fine.
frosting on it, and then you want to wash something
I would
down with
like.
it. What would you wash down with your cake?
I would have it with Red Rubios tea.
That is
Red
so.
Bush tea. I'll have
You're
my Red
always in
Bush
the
tea.
bush. Very retro there. Like that 70s bush.
I like having. I do. I like.
Woodstock bush.
When I have my delicious treats, I like to have it with a little bit of
Bush.
bush juice.
Do you ever get hair in your teeth? Do you ever have to get it out?
That's going too far. Too far.
Too far? Red. So you know he likes red bush.
Where did this red hair come from?
Is that red bush, is it natural or is it dyed?
Natural.
It's natural.
It's naturally red.
Naturally red. Okay. Well, you can reach at DBM00 Dirty Billy Masters on the Twitter machines. I'm at Mike Myers Brunch. And we are Geek Brunch, found at geekbrunchpodcast.com. And we are also located on Facebook, where you can search for Geek Brunch Podcast and click the like button
Yes.
and leave us an iTunes
Yes.
review. And let me know you left me an iTunes review so I could check it.
Because we never check.
Because it never checked. Because nobody leaves an iTunes review. I'd check it if people
You
left
can leave an
them, damn
iTunes
it.
review and then send us an email about it and tweet about it that you left
Yes.
one.
And if you get a chance, go to find out what we're talking about, because I'm sure there's some like candy stores that are very retro and you could find some freshen up gum, cinnamon flavored, or spearmint. I like that spearmint.
I'm not a big
Delicious.
fan of spearmint.
Do you go to the dentist
I do.
every year or twice cleaning?
I go every time they tell me to come in. Was it 6 months? Something like
Six
that?
months, yeah.
I don't know.
Do they tell
Something
you
like
like
that.
what flavor of do we want to polish your teeth? You know, what flavor do you want? A
No,
fluoride?
they'd usually just do it. No, they just do it.
We have all kinds of flavors. They ask us what kind of flavor we want.
What flavor do you get? Chocolate?
Well, usually I get spearmint, but the last time I tried strawberry and it was pretty damn pleasant in my mouth.
That'd be all right. That'd be all right.
I dug
I wouldn't mind a little bit of strawberry in my mouth.
the strawberry polish. Yeah, it worked out really well. It's not overbearing. It was really light, and it's like, you know how it's like sandy? It was very fresh. I liked it.
Fresh sand.
Yes, fresh strawberries in my mouth.
Nice, I like it. I need to find
love
a
it.
new dentist. I will
You
call up
do.
dentist and say, "Do you have the strawberry sand for the teeth?"
That's right.
If they say no, I'll say next.
Are your
That's a
teeth
good
well
way of finding
kept?
a
Do
dentist.
you have like no cavities?
I only have cavities from when I was young.
Okay, so you've had no cavities later in life.
Not a bunch, maybe one or two here or there. But that's it. I haven't had any work done.
I have crowns and I've had a lot of bad times, man.
I know for a while there you were in some serious pain.
It's awful shit.
I try to take care I try to take I've taken care of my teeth.
But anyway, what I was getting to is when your teeth aren't like pristine, they don't always use the pick. You know that pick where they like pick off tartar? That little
The
curly
scratchy thing?
blades, they scratch off
Scraper?
tartar. Yeah, scraper.
Yeah.
They use the
Yeah.
hydro pick, which is like
Ah, the
a water.
water pick.
Yeah, have you ever had that?
No.
It's not very pleasant. It's a high pressured,
Like what they use to take
narrow
off to clean like
base
cement?
thing at the base of your gum. But anyway, since I went deaf in my right ear, that sound is so fucking unbearable. Like it sounds like a banshee is screaming because I can
Like a
hear
what screaming?
that a banshee.
Okay. Oh, because you could just hear
Yeah,
the
I could hear it hit,
vibrations or
hit.
something.
I hear it just hit just the right sonic that I can hear really good at. Like it, I did go deaf, but like there's certain sonics in that one ear that I can hear really well, like some high pitched things. Oh man, that's painful. But
Does
make
not
sure
sound
you go to the
funnest, pleasant.
dentist, and if you have insurance, go
Yes.
twice and get your teeth clean. Because we don't want all that tartar buildup at the conventions that we see you in. We don't want to
We
see
don't
all
want
that tartar
stinky.
hanging on that teeth. We want clean teeth. If you get hydroponics on your teeth, that's fine. Get the sand blasted and ask for strawberry. Strawberry's a good
The
flavor.
strawberry sand.
The strawberry sand. When you bite down, it tastes like you have sand in, strawberry sand in your mouth. All right, well, you have a good Sunday, and I'll talk to you later.
Right, bye.
Bye-bye.